First, there was the Dando, created by a team of university scientists and researchers. The Dando was the most revolutionary sexual device humanity has ever seen. But the innovation didn't stop there. From the creators of the Sedando, the Rodando, the Rotato Dando, the Dando Asmo, and the Dando Sombrero de Medusa comes the latest in cutting-edge gratification tools, the Dando Mudhole. Experience the majesty of giving pretty little Dan a big heaping cream pie. That's right. Get all up in Dan's sweet, regal, sumptuous, opulent, dazzling, absolutely perfectly shaped, I say gut sweet ass. And with the new pump back feature, you can really feel the sensation of what it's like to be in Dan's superhuman ass. But wait, the Dando Mudhole isn't just great at taking a steaming cream pie. The Dando Mudhole is also perfect for bukkake parties and is capable of taking quadruple penetration, if you dare. Warning, 6 people have died in the throes of ecstasy during the testing of this product. It's not recommended for those with heart conditions, measles, shins, sprints, warts, penises, vaginas, or assholes. Another fine product from PLD Inc.
Yeah, I lost it right in the middle of it, but I didn't have time to recut it. Ugh. You realize PLD.com is available.
It's all yours if you want it.
It's PLD or PLD Inc. What?
I'm not actually going to market any of this stuff. It's really gross.
It sells itself.
Yeah, you already get free radio. All you need now are products.
Oh, well, if that's all.
The look on Dan's face. And like, he just kind of changes from more disgust to more disgust.
Yeah, it's one of those. Just when I think my face can't possibly show more disgust, there's quadruple penetration.
Chloe handed, or actually, I got the email from Chloe. About 2:55. I don't have. All right, I'll give it a shot. Damn it, I need music.
There's something wrong with you kids. Seriously. You should talk to Dr. Thornton.
Extensively. The Tom Jones was the only thing I had on my computer. I'm like, all right, what the hell? I kind of like it, though.
First, there was the Dando, created by a team of university scientists and researchers. The Dando was the most revolutionary sexual device humanity has ever seen. But the innovation didn't stop there. From the creators of the Sedando, the Rodando, the Rotato Dando, the Dando Asmo, and the Dando Sombrero de Medusa comes the latest in cutting-edge gratification tools, the Dando Mudhole. Experience the majesty of giving pretty little Dan a big heaping cream pie. That's right. Get all up in Dan's sweet, regal, sumptuous, opulent, dazzling, absolutely perfectly shaped, I say gut sweet ass. And with the new pump back feature, you can really feel the sensation.
It was the line, the succulent, whatever. I went, don't laugh. You don't have time to recut this.
Experience the majesty of giving pretty little Dan a big heaping cream pie. That's right. Get all up in Dan's sweet, regal, sumptuous, opulent, dazzling, absolutely perfectly shaped, I say gut sweet ass. And with the new pump back feature, you can really feel the sensation of what it's like to be in Dan's superhuman ass. But wait, the Dando Mudhole isn't just great at taking a steaming cream pie. The Dando Mudhole is also perfect for bukkake parties and is capable of taking quadruple quadruple penetration, if you dare. Warning, 60 blood died in the throes of ecstasy during the testing of this product. It's not recommended for those with heart conditions, measles, shins, sprints, warts, penises, vaginas, or assholes. Another fine product from PLD Inc.
I think you're overlooking a monstrous opportunity to make, pun intended, an ass load of money.
I don't think so.
Man.
This is one of those times
we could get stuff from New Fine Arts.
Yes, but even if.
And slap labels on them, and they do it, that say Dando, Rodando, whatever, and sell them and give you a percentage of the profits. Or you give it to the foundation, unless you continue to hate police and fire.
Oh, right now I hate them. Hate them with all my guts.
Now, you know how I felt when they tried to push the win a date with Russ thing. Oh, we'll give money to the foundation. That foundation. I'm sorry.
I'm about to put all my energy into puppies.
You were about to.
Well, I was going to say, this is one of those times that the marketing just, it overhypes the product. Even if you're able to come up with some type of product that might resemble any of the descriptions, it's still just going to fall short. I don't think some of the items that you are marketing are even possible.
No, not the, none of them.
What was the wingspan of the?
That was the Rodando.
Yeah, what was that, like 12 feet or something?
No.
Oh, bigger than that? Sorry.
So you may have to combine some of the products together from New Fine Arts.
Yeah.
Let me see.
For it, and we did it. We already know you love the Dando, the perfect pleasuring device for the novice, but many of you wanted to heat things up in the bedroom and really bust a nut to a monster-sized dildo. We've now added wings with a span of over 600 feet.
Oh, yeah.
What did you guess?
Yeah, I guess 12. I don't know where I got the 12 from there.
We've now added wings with a span of over 600 feet. Attach three large horns to its head, put serrated spikes on the shaft, and it shoots a uranium heat beam from its pee hole. Pretty Little Dan Inc. is proud to present the Rodando. The Rodando, a prehistoric pleasuring device ready to satisfy bunghole aficionados. Two 12-volt interstate car batteries are included, so you can start scorching your asshole right out of the box. Another fine product of Pretty Little Dan Inc.
Yeah, that's a perfect example of that might be a little over hype there. I think the uranium beam is going to be difficult.
Heat beam.
Yeah, sorry, uranium heat beam.
Get it right.
Yeah, sorry. Make sure
you don't even know your own line of dildos.
No, I'm apparently I'm just a figurehead.
We could probably update the Rodando. Let's see, there was Godzilla. Alfie, there was never a what was the name of the Rodan? There was never a Mecha Rodan, was there?
There may have been.
There was Godzilla.
There was Mecha Godzilla.
And then the robot Godzilla that they called Mecha Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Godzilla. And Rodan and
Mothra,
chick I dated.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think there was a Mecha Rodan or Rodan. I, you know what? New Fine Arts is your client. If you don't want to service a client, pun intended, then don't do anything.
I'm trying to service them, not trying to push my own wares that don't even exist.
You don't think people would go into New Fine Arts if they knew that there was a line of Dandos?
I think they might go just to see if it truly existed, and then...
Go into New Fine Arts today, and you can say, I say, damn. It's my favorite part.
Go to New Fine Arts. Take me to your Rodandos.
Okay. Just trying to be a bunny. Station doesn't really take care of you. I thought I would.
Isn't there some other way to do it besides sexualizing every hole I own? Maybe we play golf.
A golf tournament?
Maybe we just hang out. And I don't think it has to be selling my ass.
I like this low-key delivery of yours. Couldn't we just have a golf tournament instead of pulling molds off my penis and ass?
I think it's a legitimate request.
Well, we could combine the two and just lessen the Dando stuff.
I don't get it.
No, it's all in my head. I'll explain it later. It's coming.
Somehow, I have a feeling that's not where you keep it. You always claim what you're going to say is in your head.
Yeah, but...
it never materializes.
No, in some other way, it ends up being birthed.
I like the $6 million Dando. The Sedando, the one that's as big as a car.
Mm.
I kind of lost interest in the other ones. The Dan's Great Big Finger. Mm. The Fist Me Danny. Pretty Little Dan Body Pillow.
Well, that's because all companies have their infancy stages. Where you start out small and then you can come up with a big idea, like the Sedando and the iPad.
So you consider the Dando our iPhone?
I think you'd have to at this point.
The iDando. Write that down, Chloe. iDando. And make sure it's got some type of retinal display. Rectal display.
There you go. And in true Apple fashion, it has to have a separately sold power cord. Oh, no.
Okay. Okay, where you want to start? You want to go with the Ebola?
Let's hold off on the Ebola, because that's clearly not going anywhere. We'll stay with our current theme.
Hold on. Yes, Suzanne.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I would order a Dando if Dan would sign it for me.
Do you even know what? Do you even know what the Dando is, Suzanne?
I hope to God I have the right idea.
But you would take a normal pleasuring device autographed by Dan if it had a label that said Dando.
Sure, why not?
Okay, that's one, and the rest of the lines are lit up.
Clearly, I'll get on the blower to New Fine Arts.
Uh-huh, another pun.
I've got a tally. One more and we get a free soda. In my audio, cut number two, this is the man that makes love to cars. He did an interview on Australian TV the other day, and he actually gave the details on how he does it. We've heard about this guy before. He was on one of those weird sex shows.
How can you tell me what actually, how you make love to a car?
It has to do with the body itself. I've not really been attracted to any kind of...
Kind of sounds like Tom Arnold.
He does a little bit, but he's clearly just...
stupid? Retarded?
Yes, those.
Poor at picking fetishes.
Yeah, but it's weird because if you back it up a little bit and then you listen to a little more, he's not quite taking offense at the thought of penetrating a vehicle, but he does sort of be like, ew, no, I wouldn't do that.
It has to do with the body itself. I've not really been attracted to any kind of, may I say, penetration. It's hugging and holding the shape of the car close to me and actually talking to it a little bit. And then, of course, the rest is just...
Is that in the background?
That I couldn't figure out.
Sound like somebody in the control room going, what a idiot. Go outside and put that tarp over my car just in case.
Yeah, no kidding.
And actually talking to it a little bit. And then, of course, the rest is just physical satisfaction, masturbation, I guess is the word.
Certainly this attraction to other people's cars, and you did, you know, you get naked or...
So it's not a fetish about his own vehicle?
No.
Masturbation, I guess is the word.
Certainly this attraction to other people's cars, and you did, you know, you get naked, or at least you did at that stage.
No, I don't get naked.
You did though. When you were younger, you did, though, didn't you?
I had my clothes on. I basically just unzipped.
See how it's almost like he takes offense at it. He's like, no, I don't penetrate the car. That's weird. And no, I don't do it naked. That's weird, too.
But I do enjoy other people's cars.
Mm-hmm.
I love to covet your Corolla.
He also told a brief story about how he was almost overcome with joy when he came across, I think it was 10 Ford Tauruses.
Are we figuratively or literally here?
The cars.
Came across? What was he, like a semen Evel Knievel? We can finish this when we come back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:35, first check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by SiriusXM. Let's get started off in Dallas. We'll log on there. Westbound Woodall Rogers right near Field Street. Got a stalled out rock hauler blocking the right center lane. Of course, traffic there is jacked up back to 75. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Highline, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Inwood. Northbound I-35 in Dallas, right at 635, got an accident there blocking the ramp to go westbound. Traffic there is backed up back from Walnut Hill. Last one in Dallas, westbound 635, right at Coit, got an accident there blocking the three right lanes. Traffic is completely stopped back from Greenville Avenue. And finally in Louisville, southbound I-35, just before FM 407, got an accident blocking everything. Traffic's barely getting by on the right shoulder. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from Lake Dallas Drive. It's about an hour delay through that. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Service King Collision Repair Centers. Tonight, mostly clear skies, an overnight low of 60. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 87. Or right now, it's 88 at 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I missed it, Dan. What are you pointing at?
Well, the Mulaney guy is on Ellen right now.
Different opinions on Bill Clinton. My mom loved Bill Clinton. Because imagine Bill Clinton, imagine how charismatic he is. Now picture him in the 70s with long brown hair. He'd look like Kris Kristofferson or something. Yeah. And there was this thing my mom told me where, like, late at night, it was like a chivalrous thing. They would ask young men.
You know, maybe he's not a bad actor. He just has bad delivery.
That would make you a bad actor.
Well, but his acting sounds just like this. If this is his natural speaking voice, whatever.
But he's still on right now. He's not like his relaxed self.
Bill Clinton.
And Bill Clinton went, "Hey, walk you home?" And my mom was like, "Hell yes." So she walked arm in arm with Bill Clinton back to her door.
I'm surprised the sound of a real studio audience didn't throw him off. You didn't find my pellet gun, Chloe?
Nope. I put it in the top drawer over there last night.
Over here?
Yep.
He says it's in the top. Oh, I forgot you got headphones on. It's the last week for the fair, so I'm practicing.
Are you actually going to go out to the fair?
Yes.
Good. When was the last time you went?
A couple of years ago.
I think it was more than that.
How do you know?
Because I think the last time I asked you that, it was like 3 or 4 years ago, and you said it was a couple of years ago.
The last time I can really remember, I went with Mark Davis.
Really?
Yeah.
Tremendous.
We like each other.
I know. But when was that?
Mark would know. I can't. I know I went with Mandy a couple of years. And the Mark Davis, I don't remember.
Hmm.
We just went during the day, walked around, looked at the cars.
Yeah.
I'm trying to follow the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets too deep on anything, I'm lost. Although he probably shifts his conversation for different people. Well, me, he knows he's got to tart it down.
I don't think he has to do that. He just
he does.
No, he just changes the subject or the topic, I should say.
Do you know the history behind the Hall of State? Can't we talk about masturbation? They ever masturbate in there?
You know, yes. If there's a hall of anything, at some point someone jerked it in there.
What CD is that that Chloe set up?
That is Temples?
I have no idea. There's some of those freebie givies.
So it's a new band?
Yes.
Look at that. Shooting new music.
Yeah.
Sounds like you got it.
Here.
Damn.
What?
I actually went right through the hole. Look at that. Straight through.
All right, so I missed the CD.
Well, I'm just saying, it's still powerful. It's going through both stuff, through and through on the CD cover.
All right, here's a band called Raw Fabrics. Set that up for me, will you? Mm-hmm. Nobody shoots more new music.
You want me to give you something to aim at?
I'm aiming at the thing. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, let me put my glasses on. Go ahead.
There's that little blue circle in the top right. See if you can use that as your target. Get in the middle of that.
Miss it?
No, I just don't feel anything. I mean, you knocked it off. I just don't know where you hit it. This one did not go through. Oh, wait, here you go.
This game is rigged.
No, here it is, here it is. You chipped the top edge right there.
All right, so I missed it by like a half inch.
Take another shot at it.
Same place?
Yeah. Hey, you opened it up.
Good, those are always hard to get open.
Jeez, you're about an inch to the left.
Okay.
Still, you're close. That really beats the crap out of these cases. Jesus.
Let's see. We've got a CD by Olivia Jean. Another one by The Syndicate. No, that's not The Syndicate. I guess that's who releases these. Let's shoot. It's called Separate Songs. It's the long version.
Okay.
Deep tracks. Is that a rabbit on a horse or something?
It looks like a rabbit on a coyote, maybe a wolf.
All right. You want the rabbit's head?
Yeah, go for the rabbit head.
What'd they do on that number one show today? They shot new music.
You're right there at the top. We went through it again on the cardboard.
Sight is off. I'm off, and the sighting's off. Then again, it's just a pellet gun.
Got something else?
Yeah, let's shoot. Band is called Elephant. Single's called One More.
All right.
It's the EP version. It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It's just like a sleeve.
Okay, I'm shooting now.
No!
Jerk.
What do you want me to go for?
Hit the girl in the face.
Man, that's nasty.
You know you were thinking it.
Let's see, this pulling to the left?
Well, yeah, you've pulled a little to the left.
Where'd I hit it on the bunny one?
On the bunny one, you're actually a little high. So you're
high
right
and
there.
To the left.
Yeah.
All right, so I need to come down and go to the right. Damn it, I'll have the safety on.
I don't think he hit it at all.
Well, something moved it.
You may have just hit the wall behind it and it just knocked it off.
Maybe she saw me on TV. It scared her.
it's very possible.
I saw the news reports.
Oh, wait. No, here it is. Here it is. You hit her in the arm right there.
Mm.
So a little closer.
Okay. Out of context. Let's stop talking. Okay. What was the audio we were doing earlier?
Oh, that was cut number two, the guy that...
screws cars?
Yes.
Was he done?
Yeah, I think he got to the end of it. But his whole thing was that he doesn't actually have sex in the way that most of us would think he does with the cars.
Sounds like he just dry humps them.
Yeah. Or he's just like he lays across them, kind of like Tony Katan, and then just spanks it.
Police emergency 911. Hey, look here. There's a man outside in my car.
have anything.
It's all right, just the start.
Screwing a car is not as easy as most people think.
Really?
You got to make sure she's cooled down. It's the total opposite than a woman.
Oh, I didn't know
that. If the car's too hot, you get third-degree burns on your scrot.
Ooh.
You do that once.
Lesson learned.
I screwed in this car one time. Obviously, some of the spark plugs was fouled
because
it blew exhaust all over my face.
Oh.
Like a car facial. One time I had a windshield wiper shoved up my ass.
Oh.
Somebody turned them on.
So that wasn't part of the experience?
No.
Oh, okay.
Freak.
Okay. What time are they, does the broadcast start today from Freakers?
Broadcast time, let's see, 5? Yeah, but five o'clock. Yes, 5 o'clock.
Okay. I'm going to guess this sticker on here that they put on my console that says access. That means that's where the broadcast comes up.
That is right.
Who's out there?
Looks like Chris Ryan is going to be out there at 5.
Okay, he'll be there at 5.
Yeah.
What time is Skull?
Skull is going to be there at 6 and 5:45 and 6.
No, she won't.
Doing interviews. So.
Let me see whatever you're looking at. Obviously, it's very confusing.
Mm.
There are only two names on here.
Well, I was looking to see what time. Look at, you,
who's going
to
be out there?
Bob.
Yes, Grand Prairie. It's a meet and greet. Oh, you can do a meet and greet with Starset.
Hmm.
Do we have any other CDs we can shoot?
Unfortunately, no.
Well, you got to support a band when they're in town.
Yeah. So I'm wondering how long it is before local bands start sending up CDs asking to be shot. Just for a mention.
You kid around.
No, I'm not, though. That's kind of the scary thing.
Take that sheet back, Chloe. Oh, who opens?
New Medicine.
Is that who's at the top of the list?
Oh, no, Doors. Well, that's what it says. It says band and it says Doors.
What time do they come on?
It says, here's what it says. It says set start at 4 p.m.
So the Doors go on at 4.
Mm-hmm. According to the sheet.
He's yours.
Give me a say. He's not. Because if he was mine, he'd have coat hanger scars all over his head. He came out anyway. We even tried to get him on the way out.
Mm-mm.
Chased him around the house. Do you have any other audio you want to get to before we start news?
Yeah, let's do this real quick. I know you're a big fan of The Family Feud, especially the Steve Harvey version. Cut number 4. On Monday, a woman on The Family Feud named Joyce had to name a part of her husband's body she would like to change.
Is this an old clip?
I don't think so.
We asked 100 married women, if you could change one part of your husband's body, what would it be? Joyce?
His penis. His penis.
They must have seen her mouthing that and buzzed her before she even got it out.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yes.
His penis.
Yeah, back in the writer's room, that's what we call a zinger, because you know somebody's going to say it.
Yep.
And then Steve Harvey can do that comedy thing he does where he goes.
Where he looks back at the audience.
He just stares.
I know.
Well, if you surveyed 100 people, somebody said penis.
Yeah.
I don't know your husband, but I think that's him with that happy town.
I like when he gets extra black. I mean, with his delivery.
Okay.
I don't even know your husband.
I know. I'm so bad.
I was thinking it. I wasn't thinking a damn thing. I don't know your husband, but I think that's him with that happy town. He's having a rough day. This penis.
Then it's rigged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They need a cable version of this. So you can just say it. What's wrong with your husband?
Mm-hmm.
How small? Hey, stand up. See your... First thing out of her mouth must be pretty tiny. Now this right here, this is real.
This here's Family Feud host.
This is my.
Mm-hmm.
You tell it's mine because it's got big white teeth on the head. What is this clip I see on here? It says Snoop Dogg.
There's a couple of them because I think it was on Monday. We were talking about Snoop Dogg
going back and forth with that Iggy Azalea.
Exactly. On Twitter and Instagram. Cut number three. This was a couple of days ago. He posted this on his Instagram page.
Say, bitch, you f***. Say, bitch, you f*** with the wrong nigga. And your nigga better check you for what I do. You funky bitch. Yeah, you.
That was just the audio version of what he had sort of shot out towards. One of the first things
What was it that started the beef?
This one here. He posted this photo of what looks to be a albino woman with cornrows and dreads with the white block lettering on the top saying Iggy Azalea no makeup.
Okay. Obviously, that's not her.
No.
Okay. So it was a joke. It's not really Iggy.
No. But he's making fun of Iggy, saying this is what she looks like without makeup.
Maybe it's a compliment. I don't know what it means.
Here's another
one. But obviously, I know that Iggy chick has got a tood.
She does. And that was
so she's not going to see any humor in any of this.
No. And honestly, I if I was her, I don't think I would either.
Why is it's an insult to do that to a woman, but if you posted one of our pictures and said, here's Dan O'Malley without makeup. First of all, nobody would believe it. Boosh. He's too good looking.
Okay.
He's got to have makeup on. Mm-hmm. Now I know where there's some of those dandos. I mean, even his is good looking. Makeup or none. So what else happened?
He also posted, he thinks, White Chicks 2 is starring Iggy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he did some artwork. He's got I guess those are the Wayans brothers.
Yeah. The weird thing is
in the back, and then he put her right in the front. Yeah. White Chicks 2 starring Iggy.
Now, yes, she wears a lot of makeup.
The mm-hmm. Iggy chick?
Yes. You can see it in that photo. That's really not photoshopped. I mean, she really wears a ton of makeup.
Where is she from?
She's Australian.
Oh. Okay. I didn't know if she's wearing a lot of makeup because she didn't want to look too dark, but I can't tell in this picture. This is black and white.
I think she's white. Then this is a Snoop Dogg in his...
That's a lot of makeup if you have to say that.
I don't want to assume. Just maybe in case she wrote it down somewhere, I don't want to ask her about it. This was another one that Snoop posted on Instagram. This is Snoop Dogg and Iggy Azalea beef as he's dressed in whiteface and as his alter ego, Todd, because he thinks he's a comedian.
So says Todd, cool out, little sis. He was only joking. Psych, you bitch, you.
The weird thing is how this just kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He posts the photo.
He's never had a thing with her, about her.
No.
Does he know her?
Yeah. I mean, then she responded back to one of them saying, it's like, why are you being an ass? You've always been so nice to my face. You've had your bodyguards come and request photos together. Now you start posting this stuff. I don't get it. And then he just, for whatever reason, he just kept firing back at her. Again, as far as I know, was not provoked by her at all.
It's a picture of Snoop. Looks like it's in first class on an airplane. He's got a shower cap on his head. Looks like a nice one. Sipping something. The caption is, I had a number one album when you were still wearing diapers, but that ain't none of my bizzle, though. You funky bitch.
I mean, really,
you're not going to win an argument with him.
She's not going to win an argument with him, but really, there's no argument. He just came out of nowhere and just starts just teasing her, making fun of her, or in today's vernacular, bullying her. And
would you really call it bullying?
Would you want someone talking like that to your wife, girlfriend, daughter?
I never had a hit album.
I'm just saying.
I'm not in the music industry.
It doesn't matter.
I don't really know that I have one.
It doesn't have to be a celebrity. If you just, would you want...
Stop shaking the log. I know we're late. Go ahead, Dan.
Would you want someone making fun of, you know...
Mandy?
That is not the right example, and you know it.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
405, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Schlotsky's. Traffic blows everywhere right now. Here's the very worst of it. Let's get started off in Dallas, westbound 635, right at Coit. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic goes backed up all the way back to Forest. Also in that backup right at the High 5, got another accident. It's being cleared out right now. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35, just before 635, got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Harry Hines. Another accident right there is blocking the ramp to go westbound onto 635. That whole area is a little jacked up right now. Into Louisville, south on I-35, just before FM 407, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up all the way back into Corinth, back from Corinth Parkway. In Denton, southbound I-35E, just before Post Oak, got an accident there. That one has you backed up back from the 35E-35W split. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Long Avenue, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Morningside Drive. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by your Dallas mini dealers. Mostly clear tonight, 60 for the low, sunny tomorrow, 87 for the high. Right now, it is 88. The 97 won the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97 won the Eagle.
Did they ever come to an end with the beef between Snoop and Iggy?
Yeah, they finally did. And someone was telling me that I guess Iggy had posted a couple of things.
To start it?
No, just being mad at Snoop as well. But yeah, if you go to Cut 7, Daily Audio, T.I. got in the middle of the beef between Snoop and Iggy and put an end to it after he talked to Snoop. Snoop got on Instagram and did this.
Who's T.I.?
He's just a rapper. Has a song called Bring Him Out.
And he's also Iggy's manager. She's signed to his label, so that's the reason why.
Boys and girls, I just got off the phone with my homeboy Tip, the King of Atlanta, and it's officially over. No more bad talk. I apologize. Yeah, I apologize. I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
What did he say to him?
I would love to know.
Wow, because, no kidding.
Because woo. Cut 3 was what he said just 2 days ago.
Say, bitch, you f*** with the wrong nigga, and your nigga better check you for what I do. You funky bitch. Yeah, you.
Boys and girls, I just got off the phone with my homeboy Tip, the King of Atlanta, and it's officially over. No more bad talk. I apologize. Yeah, I apologize. I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
Damn. Somebody got a verbal beatdown.
No kidding.
I knew T.I. was a badass, but I didn't know he was up there in the badass rank.
Like I think his stock just went up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. How long has this T.I. guy been around?
He's been around since the 90s.
Is he, he got street cred?
More than I thought, I guess.
I mean, has he been to the house?
Yeah, he's definitely been to the house.
Is that his whole name, just T.I.?
Yeah, it's T.I. His song most popular for is Bring Him Out, as far as I know.
Yeah, that's, I don't care. Clifford Joseph Harris. So what does T.I. stand for? Better known as his stage name T.I., formerly T.I.P. He's an American rapper. Let me scroll down. Biography, other ventures, controversy. Looks like he had a beef with Ludacris.
Luda? No.
A dispute with Ludacris started when T.I. saw a Disturbing the Peace rapper I-20's video. Trap House being beaten. T.I. mistook the logo to refer to trap music. All right, it's too confusing.
It sounds to me like and what little I know of rap beefs, it seems like they just get overly sensitive. And they think that someone's talking about them or making some sort of reference towards them. And then they come back and make it obvious, and then it all just blows up. When, like in this situation, it could have just been, oh, sorry, man, I didn't mean to. Oh, it's cool. It could have been over in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I also think a lot of rap battles are manufactured.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, man, you know what we need to do? What's that? You want to collaborate? No, man, we need to beef. Sales go through the roof.
He also had issues with Little Flip.
Oh.
And Shawty Low.
Oh, yeah, that was a bad one.
Highly publicized feud with Shawty Low. Feud was characterized by Shawty Low's track, Dun Dun. And T.I.'s reply, what up, what happening? The song Dun Dun appears to question T.I.'s roots in Bankhead.
Mm-hmm.
Music video for What's Up, What's Happening was shot in Shawty Low's housing project. An apparent insult towards Shawty Low. In an interview, T.I. insisted the song, no matter what, was only partially aimed at Shawty.
Yeah, yeah.
If it was really aimed at him, I'd have shot him.
Yeah, see, that's why I was on Shawty's side.
Tip
is out of line.
The feud reached its climax in November 2008, the Dirty Awards, where the entourages of both artists clashed during the ceremony, forcing it to be shut down. Incident forced police to use pepper spray and evacuate the audience. Feud was publicly squashed on March 7, 2009, when Shawty Low and T.I. appeared on stage together at Club Crucial in Bankhead for T.I.'s farewell concert. After this performance, T.I. gave an interview to MTV in which he stated the feud with Shawty Low was exaggerated by the media and was not a beef. And may Shawty rest in peace. Okay. We can start news now if you want.
Yeah.
All right. 417, Daniel Mount. Hang on. Let me check the feed from, where's the Freakers Ball?
Verizon Theater, Grand Prairie.
No. And it's 417, which means we missed the Doors. According to Chloe. They did mark this on the console. That's where the broadcast comes up.
Yes.
Okay. I'll check it again later. 417, Dan O'Malley is here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Thursday, October 16th, 2014. Birthdays today. Singer and womanizer John Mayer turns 37. Wendy Wilson from Wilson Phillips is 45. Pamela Bach, ex-wife of David Hasselhoff, turns 51. Flea is 52. Tim Robbins is 56. Suzanne Summers, the creator of the Thighmaster, is 68. And Fred Turner of Bachman Turner Overdrive, 71. Angela Lansbury, still alive, at 89. A Texas doctor has apologized for what he calls mistakes in how his hospital handled Ebola. As schools close out of fear that they're vulnerable to the virus. Also today, officials are considering barring 76 hospital workers who treated an Ebola patient from boarding airplanes. Dr. Daniel Vargas said Texas Health Presbyterian Dallas mishandled the case of Thomas Eric Duncan. Duncan was initially sent home from the facility despite having a fever and telling a worker he was from Liberia. Dr. Vargas said, unfortunately, in our initial treatment of Mr. Duncan, despite our best intentions and a highly skilled medical team, we made mistakes.
I wonder if they're protected somehow from being sued. Because I can't imagine any entity saying all this, knowing that there might be a potential lawsuit.
I was wondering that, too. But
if they're protected, I know you...
You can sue for malpractice and other sorts of medical things, but...
And I know somehow doctors and hospitals are protected somehow, but I can't imagine it just being across the board.
I wouldn't, and especially in this case. You're talking about a deadly infectious virus. That might be the exception to the malpractice thing, just because odds are this gentleman was going to die anyway, no matter what the hospital did or did not do.
I know, but if the door is even partially open for a lawsuit,
he's
giving them everything that they need. That's why I wonder, they had to consult with somebody before they made this apology.
Yeah.
Because if this was going to go to court, the trial would last about 5 minutes.
Yeah. Most of that would have been everyone introducing themselves.
Well, they said they screwed up. All right, I've heard enough.
Yeah. All right.
No, I saw part of that on CNN today. The hospital says, we're sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we're sorry. Are we square now?
Yeah, I'm sure Congress is. They love just having a real quick session.
I'm not sure, but I think on Channel 5 right now.
On time.
That is the wrong one.
50 health care workers who may potentially have been exposed.
One sharp line of questioning dealt with possible travel restrictions.
If you were involved in conversations with the White House about a travel ban, did they rule it out? Are they still considering it?
From the CDC's perspective, we will consider anything that will better protect.
So are you going to answer the question about your conversations with the White House?
Don't you blow me.
No kidding.
Is the White House considering a travel ban?
I can't speak for the White House.
No crap.
And Frieden also.
That's a terrible question. If you want to know what the White House is saying, why don't you call him up and ask him, you idiot? God, I hate that. Oh.
Well, you work for the government. You're part of this.
Congressman?
Was he with a... Calm down.
Just saying.
Was he with the CDC?
Yeah.
The guy that was just on?
Yeah, that's the head of the CDC.
Yeah, you were at the governmental agency. We'd like to think you've spoken with the White House. Did they tell you anything?
Yes.
What did they say?
Well, I'm not one to speak on behalf of the White House. I can only speak on matters of the CDC, at which lately we've been terrible. Let's focus on that.
Say, ain't there no news stories on FEMA? what's it go on to say in the story?
He said the hospital has made several policy changes, such as updating the emergency department screening process to include a patient's travel history and increasing training for staffers. Another Texas Health hospital nurse spoke out, telling the Today Show on NBC this morning that nurses did not have mandatory Ebola training except for an optional seminar that did not allow them any hands-on practice. She said, "We never talked about Ebola. We never had a discussion. Training for Texas Health Presbyterian's nursing staff amounted to just information. We were never told what to look for." She said there was an effort to contact the hospital's infectious disease expert to determine the correct Ebola treatment protocol after Mr. Duncan was brought in. Their answer was, "We don't know. We'll have to call you back."
So what do we do?
I'll let him go.
And the second nurse, I can't remember, that contracted Ebola,
mm-hmm.
that flew somewhere.
That's second nurse.
She got permission from the CDC.
That I think is my favorite part.
Yeah. I have a slight temperature. Yeah, it's all right. Why? Why would anybody say yes?
In 2007, federal agencies developed a public health do not board list, which allowed domestic and international public health officials to request people with communicable diseases who meet specific criteria and pose a serious threat be restricted from taking commercial flights. The current threshold for a temperature, the CDC says, no, you can't fly, is 100.4. Since the nurse called the CDC and said, "Hey, I'm at like 99.5, they said, "Nah, you're good." Even though the head of the CDC came out and said, "No, she should not have been on a plane." And then you find out later in the day yesterday that she had called and gotten permission from the CDC.
It makes you wonder if anybody that actually is a doctor or anybody that knows anything answers the phone at CDC.
Yeah.
I got fever. I was exposed to Ebola.
Yeah, what do you want?
Can I fly?
Sure.
Are you sure?
Think so.
All right, then. Bye.
New weight.
I think, what a bag on the nurse, but even though she got permission from the CDC, you still know what the incubation period is, mm-hmm. just because idiots told you to fly. Well, she had to go someplace. I think that was a little, not narcissistic. Not really taking other people into consideration.
She kind of did, but still wanted to go with whatever plans that she had made.
I mean, at least she called and asked, but we all know now.
It's inconsiderate.
There's an incubation period, and if you were exposed to it, you probably should wait a right amount of time. I don't know how long it had been since she had been exposed and she developed mild fever.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had any fever at all, I don't think I'd go anywhere.
And this is where I go back to thinking you can blame the hospital for having poor protocols or lack of throughout. I still think the CDC should have had a more controlling presence. As soon as they got a positive test, to me, it should have been white tarps all around Presby and government vans and choppers and like the final scene out of E.T.
E.T. I was about to say that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and there need to be some tears, but it's going to be hard. But that to me is sort of how it should have been handled. That way you try to cut it off. And then at that point you tell people, look, I know this sucks, but you have to suck it up.
We're protecting everybody.
Yes.
Including the patient.
And including you. You can't get on. I'm sorry, Ms. Vincent. You cannot take your flight back home to Ohio. It's just a bad, bad look.
Okay. Any more in that story?
No, that's most of it.
Let me check Verizon again. Go ahead.
Okay. Also, the Dallas County was considering registering with the state, asking for a declaration of a state of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
They decided not to do that.
They decided not to ask?
I'm still trying to figure out if they decided not to ask or if it was denied. But either way, it's not going to be a state of emergency.
I can see that to a degree.
And
because
the reason,
every time there's something on the news, it's, I think you said this yesterday, Dan, there's more and more people on the we got to watch list.
Yes.
Because they were exposed. And then you got the chick that was the nurse that flew someplace and came back. I'm sure all the people on the plane are wigging out. I'd be pissed.
A little bit.
Where should I go? Why don't you go stay with my mom? She sure loved a tongue kiss. Nah, she's old.
So anyway, yeah, Dallas County leaders were preparing a request to a state disaster declaration because of the Ebola crisis. The commissioners were going to meet earlier today to request additional state funding and resources. That, in essence, is what happens when you ask for a declaration. That means you get more money and resources.
Alfie, what do you got on to? I got a break.
She says she's a nurse at Presby Dallas.
Okay. When did that become okay to say?
What?
Presby?
That's what I've always said.
Yeah, everyone.
I know, but it's religion.
Know.
You never hear anybody say Bapti,
no.
Jewy.
No, definitely not. At least not someone that's not an anti-Semite.
Church of the Nazarene.
What's up, Kath?
Yeah. It just struck me as odd. Go ahead, April.
Hey, just wanted to let you know that, yes, all of us were screwed in the preparation and all that kind of things, with leading to the actual signs and symptoms of Ebola. And also I wanted to say something in the nurse's defense that went to Atlanta. You're not contagious until you reach a temperature of 100.5, and she had 99.5. And you're also not contagious until you start showing other symptoms, which was the bloody diarrhea, the vomiting, you know, any kind of blood contact.
Okay, but her temperature was, would you say, 99 and a half?
99 and a half.
When she got on the plane?
Yes.
How do you know where that fever is going to stop? It could have escalated while she was on the plane.
Exactly.
So why are you defending her?
Well, I mean, because number one, the idiots at the CDC did say that she should, and she shouldn't have gone anywhere. But I'm just defending her so she doesn't look like the bad person.
Oh, she's not the bad person. I just would have been, first of all, I'd been too paranoid.
I would have gone.
You what?
I would not have gone anywhere.
Yeah.
At all.
I would have been too paranoid to go anywhere.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, forget about me exposing anybody else. Screw them. I'm worried about me dying.
Right, and I wouldn't want to expose anybody else because, number one, I'm a nurse, and that's what I do is I protect people.
What is the minimum that they've decided for the incubation period?
Well, as far as I can tell, is when the first man came in contact with it. It was around September 16th. Now, this is just for me going through records that I shouldn't have been going through. But,
I'm glad I didn't cut you off.
Yeah, really.
Anyways, so he came in contact on the 15th to 16th. He came home on the 18th. He didn't start showing symptoms until, what was the day he went in the first time? The 24th.
Okay,
so the 24th, he came in with fever, but he probably had fever at least a couple days before.
And that was something else I brought up is, okay, he might not have gone to the doctor. Who goes to the doctor, or even the hospital,
yeah,
if you've
exactly
got a fever? I've had 103. I just lay at home and go,
right,
I'm ready to die.
Yeah, I know. So, I mean, he must have been showing other symptoms that were greatly, greatly more important than just a fever.
So about 10 days?
I would say that. I would say 10 to 12 days. I don't put it at 14 because that's just too iffy around there. You know, you don't know. It's between 10 to 14 days because some of them are showing up with it at 10 and then some of them are showing up with it at 13. So
I think it's fascinating that Presbyterian Dallas has always been, you know, a pristine hospital, should have had national exposure, but now they're getting it for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
Well, they are. I mean, they did it the wrong way.
And they admitted that.
I mean, okay, that's just retarded. I'm sure the doctor's job is done.
I got to go.
Thank you, April.
Okay.
Bye.
I think they just got unlucky. Because Presby.
You can say whatever you want. I just
think they got unlucky. I think this could have been any hospital in the country, with the exception of the Emory University and whatever the hospital is in Nebraska. Those seem to be the two that are ready for anything that walks through the door.
And with all the other people coming in with all the different types of ailments, maladies, diseases, whatever, is Ebola really going to stand out in your mind? He's got a fever. Wrap him in plastic.
Wrap him in plastic and whack him in the head.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:40, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. A lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. Northbound on the tollway just before 635. Got an accident there. It's in the clearing stages. Traffic is still jacked up, though, back from Lemon Avenue. Also in Dallas, westbound 635, right at Coit, got an accident there, blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is jacked up back from Forest Lane. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35, just before 635, got an accident there. That's now being cleared out right now. Traffic still backed up back from Harry Hines. In Bedford, eastbound 183, just before 121, got an accident there, blocking everything. Traffic's barely getting by on the right shoulder. Right now, your backup is back from Norwood. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Long Avenue, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is still jacked up back from Rosedale Street. Also in that backup right at 121, got another accident there blocking the right lane. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Schlotzky's. Tonight, mostly clear, 60 for the low. Then tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny and high around 87. Right now, it's 88 and 97.1 the Eagle.
First, there was the Dando. Created by a team of university scientists and researchers, the Dando was the most revolutionary sexual device humanity has ever seen. But the innovation didn't stop there. From the creators of the Sedando, the Rodando, the Rotato Dando, the Dando Asmo, and the Dando Sombrero de Medusa comes the latest in cutting-edge gratification tools, the Dando Mudhole. Experience the majesty of giving pretty little Dan a big heaping cream pie. That's right. Get all up in Dan's sweet, regal, sumptuous, opulent, dazzling, absolutely perfectly shaped, I say gut, sweet ass. And with the new pump back feature, you can really feel the sensation of what it's like to be in Dan's superhuman ass. But wait, the Dando Mudhole isn't just great at taking a steaming cream pie. The Dando Mudhole is also perfect for bukkake parties and is capable of taking quadruple penetration, if you dare. Warning, 6 people have died in the throes of ecstasy during the testing of this product. It's not recommended for those with heart conditions, measles, shins, sprints, warts, penises, vaginas, or assholes. Another fine product from PLD Inc.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, where you want to go, man?
Let's go with something popular.
Okay. Let me check the broadcast out at Verizon.
Okay. Ooh.
Hello?
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 That's Chris.
Yeah, it is.
What's up, guys?
I don't know. There's some... Let me see if I can fix this. There's...
What's up, man? Where are you?
Who are you talking to?
Matt.
Tell him there's some type of... First of all, it's only a one channel. He ain't listening to me.
How about if I do this? Does it sound better?
I don't know.
What about this?
Nope. Missing the right channel.
This?
I can fix it, though. I got it fixed. Who you are?
I'm kind of turning my head to the left. Is that helping? Can you hear me?
There's an obvious cough joke. I'm going to let go. What? Are you going to interview somebody here at 5?
That's a good question. It looks like it, yeah.
Really? Can I hear some of the questions you prepared?
First, I need to know which band it is.
Well, let me see the sheet.
Hang on, let me get my Wikipedia up. You pulled up here.
Let's see. Chris Ryan.
Star Set, that's the first band I'm interviewing. 5 o'clock.
What do you know about them?
First question will be, what's it like being in Star Set? And then hopefully they'll go for about 15 minutes and they'll be done.
And next thing you know, you signed a deal for a TV talk show.
There we go.
One question with Chris Ryan.
I love Chris Ryan.
It's funny for a couple of reasons. It's a funny question. Also, Chris's delivery.
Yeah.
Because you can tell in his delivery, I don't really care, but I'm going to ask.
Yeah,
it has to be delivered correctly or it doesn't work.
The doors are already open?
Yeah, they just opened. Yep.
Anybody there yet?
Yeah, there was a big line. And so, yeah, people are coming in.
Why would anybody come in at 4? When's the first band go on?
5:30, I think.
You want me to call a rock station, see if they know?
Yeah, call the Eagle.
We may have to call KZPS or KLOL in Houston. We don't seem to know.
KLOL, wow.
Sorry. That was a rock station?
Yeah, it was. I don't think it's been around for quite some time. I think it's Mexican music now.
Again, shows what I know about rock. I think Stevenson
Pruitt. Shows what you know about Mexican music, Rock.
I love Mexican music.
Okay.
All right, so you're going to interview Stars... It looks like you're going to interview, is it Crobot?
Yeah, I don't know. I really need to find that out.
Are you going to ask the same thing? So, Crobot, what's it like to be in Star Set?
I need to make sure I have the names of the bands written down, because it could totally screw up my whole interview if I don't know who I'm talking to, but yeah.
Do we even play any Star Set?
Yeah, we do, a lot.
Well, I don't.
Yeah. They're good. Pull them up.
Okay. Papa Roach, I know. Chevelle, I know. Is Chevelle closing?
Yes, they're last.
POD?
Mm-hmm. You know them.
Yeah, Russ knows them best as Pod.
Pod.
I wish I was making that up.
I said POD.
Yeah, I know.
This time you did. Yeah, but the first time you saw the name in the computer, you're like, who's Pod?
Dan went... I can't really explain it to you, Forrest. Put them in a pod. All right. Papa Roach and Chevelle. Okay, I'll check in. I'm trying to see. Looks like you're supposed to talk to Star Set at 5:05.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about 15 minutes.
Thank you for the
help. You're going to carry that live?
I always like listening to yours because I can tell when you've had enough. Because Chris will go.
Usually the first few words.
He goes, all right, and I've asked enough questions. Did you piss somebody off at one of the last broadcasts? I don't know if it was a BFD or Freakers.
No. That's
yeah.
Not do
that. So one of the interviews only lasted. They're all supposed to be about 15 or five, about 10 minutes, and one of them lasted like two.
3 to 15 minutes, I think, is probably sufficient.
Okay.
It depends on what they think of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's like being in star set.
True. Or what it's like to, you know, to write together or to be on a tour bus together and who's the farter of the group.
Hey, man, don't steal all my interview skills
All I know is any interview I do from this point, I'm asking that question.
Yeah.
I don't care if they know who star set is or not. All right. I'll check in about 15.
Yeah, see ya.
All right. Thanks, boss. So what's it like?
Radio interviews really are awful.
I hate them because I'm just not good at interviewing anybody.
Yeah.
If somebody like, I hate to keep going back to him, but Kevin Pollak, easy because he doesn't mind giving.
Yes.
That's why I don't like having comedians on because they don't want to use any of their good stuff.
Right.
Well, if I use it all now, nobody's going to laugh at the venue. Well, you're not going to use it all now. Kevin Pollak did everything, and we didn't even have to goad him into it.
Yeah, a lot of times it's just like in a comic.
It's not like a comic comes in and the jock goes, all right, there's your vest, there's your cymbals. Go, monkey.
Some are like that, though.
Maybe that's why Pollak liked us.
That is exactly the reason why he liked the show. But yeah, that's how some comics are. They don't want to do their material in the studio because they may only have so much. They may have 1 hour on stage, and it may have taken them 5-10 years to get that one working hour. So they don't want to give it away for free.
When I was doing mornings here, back in the late 90s, we had booked hypnotist comedian Flip Orley.
Mm-hmm.
It was on a Friday, and we had big enough studios for a Friday studio audience. So we'd set it up where he'd take some people out of the room, hypnotize them, and then do some stuff. He walks into the studio for the interview and went, okay, here are the people that we got. He goes, yeah, I'm not doing that. Isn't that your act? Yeah. Well, I don't really want to get to know you. He goes, well, I'm not doing it. I went, all right, goodbye. He went, really? I went, yeah, get out. This was before the mics were even on, so he got no airtime.
Nice. You know, we still get interview requests from his people.
I see those emails. I just reply with F off and then remove. Now, I know that was 10, 4, 14, about 16 years ago, but I don't care. I had to do the ramp up math, whatever it's called.
Oh, the Common Core?
Yeah.
in order to add up a few years, you had to find a, you know, a square root and a quadrant here.
I got close.
And a cosine.
I like Paul Reiser. We had him on. Mm-hmm. I would have liked to have him in the studio. But he was somebody that didn't mind helping along.
Yes.
Tone Bell, your buddy that one of the stars of Bad Judge on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Like having him, man, because he's easy to beat up on.
He is. And also, you get him drunk, and he just starts saying things he's not supposed to.
Yeah, but that's probably that was after the show.
No, but even during the show. Because you remember during the show, after you got him whiskey drunk, he started talking about his pilot that he and another comedian from Dallas sold to FX, but he wasn't cleared to release that information yet.
I thought that was off the air.
No, that was on the air.
Oh. Oh, the other story, MTV, that was off the air.
Yes, that was.
He got a big check, and then after agents and other people, if I'm just making up a number, although this may be wrong. If they wrote him a check for $100,000, he probably got to keep $20,000, something like that.
Yeah.
That's not even... Why?
Yeah, 80%? Man, that's...
Well, just be your own agent. No, man, I'm too important now. I'm on NBC with a pointy beard.
Nah, he had the pointy beard before.
He probably has an agent because he's... He can't focus on anything. When he got in here that day, he was more all over the place than I am.
He can focus. I don't know if it was because he was just, he'd already had a couple of drinks before he got in here or what.
I don't know what he had. All I know is I got the clip.
Plus, that was, but I would imagine that, I got to be honest with you, it's probably pretty funny.
He can't really focus on anything. Mm. You got NDD?
Oh my God.
You got that, didn't you?
I didn't want to get it because like what you did was you made me say it in my head.
What were you going to say, Alfie?
That was his premiere, the ultimate premiere of his show. First night.
So he might have just been nervous.
Exactly.
He didn't seem nervous. He didn't even seem bad. I asked him on the air, off the air, you going to have a watching party? I don't think so. Okay, I understand it's not your first sitcom on a network, but this is your first sitcom where you've got a big role, and it's going to get bigger.
Yeah.
He didn't seem like he had any plans.
I think maybe he's trying to keep it to where he's not getting too high about it, because he knows how quickly those things can be.
Well, they can. Taken away. So why not just enjoy it? This is me saying it.
Yeah, really.
Enjoy it in the moment, because you only get your first sitcom. You only get your first romp during sex once, and that's always a mess. No, it wasn't. Not for me.
Mm.
I don't know why I brought that up. First chick I screwed was a fat one in Pleasant Grove.
What was her name again?
Last name was Weeble.
That's right. Weeble. Oh, Weeble.
And they don't. I never saw her fall once. You want a break here?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
502. This is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Joe's Crab Shack. Let's start off in Dallas, westbound 635, right at Coit. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still winding back from Forest. In Bedford, eastbound 183, right at Central, got an accident there, blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from 820. And an accident for you just south of the immediate Metroplex, northbound I-35 between 287 and Laughlin and Waxahachie. Highway there is completely shut down due to an accident. Traffic is completely stopped back from business 287. It's about a half hour delay through that. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by 7-Eleven. Clear tonight, 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, 87 for the high. It's 88 right now at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, where were we?
The lawsuit filed against Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones by a woman claiming he's sexual.
Oh, hang on a second. I think Chris is supposed to be talking to... What's the name of the band?
Starset?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next year.
And so fans of the band might want to get the book and be able to, put two and two together.
Yeah, because it's not going to be just a boring... It's not, like I said, it's not just the report. It's all there, but it's in a... You know, he realizes that...
He knows something about this band.
Yeah, he was...
When I'm not listening to it.
Well, that's more exciting than we met at the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Well, the band is Starset. Guys, we appreciate you playing Freakers Ball. You're just starting this tour. This is the first show tonight. How long is the tour going?
Well, we have a couple shows here, and then we start out with In This Moment, and that's like...
Alfie, can you talk to the engineers out at Horizon?
Yes, I can.
Tell them they need to pump up the levels on both mics, especially the artist mic.
You got it.
Thank you. They dropped the lawsuit against Jerry Jones.
Yeah, did you see the story?
No, you said part of that.
No, I didn't.
You said something.
The lawsuit filed against Cowboys owner Jerry Jones by a woman claiming he sexually assaulted her, and then we checked in on Starset.
Oh.
But you're right.
I assumed it was going to be dropped.
And it was. You were correct. And it makes sense that you would fill in that blank, because that's what we said. I think the last time we talked about it was we were just waiting for it to happen, because it was brought, the lawsuit was, after the statute of limitations. Jenna Weckerly.
Plus, how are you going to prove it happened? It didn't sound like there were any witnesses. There were no pictures, no photographs, no video. Her word against his, and she's from Ardmore.
Jenna Weckerly, 27, of Oklahoma, claimed Jones assaulted her at a Dallas hotel in 2009. The lawsuit, which asked for more than $1 million, claimed Jones and the Cowboys threatened her afterward, allegedly paying her money to keep quiet. Jones' attorney denied that money was ever paid and said no assault took place. He also argued that the statute of limitations had run out for the crime, the alleged crime.
I would countersue. You've disparaged my image. You've caused harm to my marriage because my wife doesn't trust me now.
Yes.
And you've got nothing to prove that any of this happened. If I paid you off, where are the checks? I'm really going to mail cash to Ardmore. Just because you work at one of the elite topless bars in Ardmore doesn't mean you're going to hold me hostage.
Court documents show that on Thursday, October 16th, the pair settled the lawsuit through mediation. Weckerly's attorney says, what?
Nothing. Why give in at all?
Well, this is weird. This is what doesn't make any sense to me. Because, listen.
Hang on. I got a theory. How much did she get?
She didn't get anything.
You want to know what the theory is?
Yeah.
You shut up, you back out of here, or I'm going to sue you. Now, you agree to drop it, or we're going to move forward. You got that, Yardmore whore?
Why did we not think of that until just now?
I don't know.
Yeah, court documents showed that on the 16th, the pair settled the lawsuit through mediation. Weckerly's attorney says she will get no money from Jones. The attorney told News 8, we do not contest the judgment as entered by the court. Neither Jerry Jones nor the Cowboys organization has paid us any money. And that, to me, sounds very much like that was something that, here, we're going to write this down. You can go out there and say this as part of
the issue. When he says, the attorney said, they didn't pay us any money, they mean this time or at all?
He says, has not paid us any money.
They're probably just talking about this case and no reference to what she allegedly got in the past.
Yeah. Jerry Jones' attorney released a statement saying, we are pleased with the court's judgment against Ms. Weckerly. Ms. Weckerly's allegations were false.
Jerry's on TV talking about it.
Ooh.
Were always false.
And, of course, you think after 30 years I get my timing down.
Yeah. At least you got to hear a little bit of Karen.
Karen Borda?
Mm-hmm.
Her cans look bigger.
Is it that they look bigger, or maybe she's just accentuating them more?
I don't know. Maybe she feels like an underachiever when you got Tammy Dombeck doing traffic today with her big purple outfit.
She's wearing purple today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Like Barney boots.
That looks like a couple of great big California raisins.
Nice shot in the trash can, by the way.
Thank you. That was only my first drink.
So we know what to expect. The case, this is important, the case was dismissed with prejudice, which means it cannot be brought to court again. And I assume a nasty look on the judge's face.
It's not really worth calling Tim Powers, but since Tim's worked both sides, defense and prosecutor, he would know how these mediations go. And if she didn't get anything, I also believe that part of the mediation, I think you even alluded to this, Dan, was, all right, either you back away from this and you send your mouthpiece out front and you apologize. You say you didn't get anything.
Well, that was in essence your theory. I was just on the same page with you.
And there'll be no exchanging of anything. Otherwise, we're going to move forward and I'm going to eat up your attorney and his time. Mm-hmm. Will depose everybody in Oklahoma. And their attorneys have to be there for it. Jerry, he's not going to give a rat's ass.
No. He's got them on retainer just for things to do.
And you take it to that point, you know, somebody with Jerry Jones having unlimited funds, are you really going to take this chick's case on contingency? Because, you know, she's not going to be able to pay an attorney's retainer. And pay him by the hour.
I have no idea of her finances.
That's just my supposition. I could be absolutely wrong.
She might be.
She could be a pillar of the community.
Exactly.
That's what you are. You're a pillar.
Look at you up there.
I just... Somebody somewhere convinced her, hey, go ahead and file these charges. Or not charges, file this civil lawsuit. Well, what do you think will happen? Oh, you'll probably get something. They'll want to settle out of court. Well, they were right. He did.
Yes. He just settled the other way.
And if she paid the attorney anything, all that money's gone. And if he was working under contingency, he wasted all his time.
I know. I'll make a name for myself. I'll go up against the Cowboys and Jerry. Oh, crap. Man, this totally backfired.
But he looked at the case. Any attorney's going to look at it, especially if you're working on contingency. You're not going to just take anything that comes to the door. Everett will, because he doesn't work on contingency.
Right.
And you don't get his money, he's going to encourage you to go get it.
Mm-hmm. Any way possible.
You take this stolen 38. And I ain't saying what to do with it, but you better go get me my money. I encourage you strongly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually the weird thing. Is I'm a firm believer in, I don't care what your profession is, you can still be stupid. The Everett is a smart man as well as a smart attorney. There are attorneys who are stupid. They might be a smart attorney, could be a stupid person, or could just be stupid across the board. But I'm saying, just because you've got, you know, this degree or title, that doesn't guarantee intelligence. Look at Congress. Almost all of them are attorneys. And how many of them are outright idiots? At least when it comes to just talking.
I hate to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but I think most of them are crooks. And they're all worried about their air quotes. Their contingents, their people that they represent, constituents.
Yes.
You were going to let me marinate.
I was considering it, but you got it.
And which means anytime they vote on something, it's not just a straight out, I think this is the right thing. It's, you got an agenda, and it doesn't mean that it's above board. I like very few people in the government.
Mm-hmm.
I like President Obama. I don't like his policies.
You like the man.
Yeah, I don't have to like you. There are a lot of people I like I don't want to see run anything. President Obama seems like somebody you're okay to hang out with. His policies blow. President Bush seems like a good guy. Certainly, you know, you could go drinking with him.
Well,
just not, you can't take Everett.
Well, no. Well, and he's not going to drink with you because he stopped drinking.
Uh-huh.
That's actually why I would not want to hang out with President Bush. Nice guy, wouldn't mind having a conversation, but I'm afraid hanging out with him is going to involve clearing brush at Crawford. And that does not sound like a fun time to me.
Isn't this a fun day?
No. No, I really want to go home.
Let me tell you about the days when I did drink. All right, I'd like to hear those stories.
All right, I'll pull a branch over the other side of the pasture and listen to this.
I still would hazard a guess that he probably had something. Right after 9/11.
I'll tell you. Mm-hmm.
Damn, a takeover.
Oh, my God, I can't believe. After this day, you know what I could really use? A nice O'Doul's.
O'Doul's?
You know, something to take the edge off.
Commander-in-Chief, I'm drinking beer with no alcohol in it.
You can't do that, man.
I'd be walking around with dual Jim Beam IVs.
Mr. President, is this a sign that you've finally given up? Nope, it's a sign I'm powering up. I'm going to get drunk and hit some buttons.
I'm alco-loading. By the way, when I get up tomorrow, tell me what I did. Because this ain't like eating a bunch of tacos and throwing them in the trash.
Yeah.
All I know is I got this great big red button in the Oval Office. It says, you hit it, it goes, that was easy.
Yeah.
Let's see if Chris is talking to anybody else. Alfie, did you get a hold of engineering?
Yes, I let them know.
You left them a note?
I texted them.
Oh.
That's as good as done.
Did you get anything back?
No, I haven't got anything back. I think he's running the console for the interviews, too.
He who?
DJ.
DJ for which station?
Our engineer. His name is DJ.
I haven't met him.
He's the one who helped us acquire things from previous employers.
What did he steal?
A couple posters. Some
wow
memorabilia. He stole the chair that Jesse James Dupree, or sorry, the stool that Jesse James Dupree carved up during a white trash party one year.
Wow, they didn't have that locked down?
They did not.
Yep, nothing there. Okay.
I think maybe we're using the word steal a little strongly.
if it's not yours and you take it. I don't know any other word, especially if you don't plan on taking it back.
Whose do you think that is? That stool that actually has your name.
You're talking about the wooden stool that Jesse cuts one up at the end of. They're in town next month, by the way. At the end of each show with a chainsaw.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about. Whose do I think it is?
Mm-hmm.
Whoever bought the stool. And my guess, that would be Jesse James Dupree.
All right, well, there you go.
So we didn't really steal it from CBS.
Okay.
By the way, I don't know what date. I know it is next month. But they're going to be, Jackal's going to be at the Monkey Grill, Monkey Bar, Monkey Place.
Yeah, Gas Monkey Grill.
Not really the best name for a bar and grill.
Is it?
What does this place smell like? It smells like monkeys with gas.
and not the good kind.
Yeah, these aren't pleasant monkeys. It's the old Firewater, right?
Yes.
Okay. Where were we?
Jerry Jones' lawsuit was dismissed.
Oh, yeah. That bitch.
With prejudice.
Oh, there's a picture of her right now on Fox 4.
Pay the woman hush money to keep quiet about the alleged assault. The judge ruled those claims were barred by Texas law on statutes of limitation. The attorney for Weckerly said neither Jones nor the Cowboys organization had paid any money to end the lawsuit. Steve's in right now to show us what's new on Fox 4 News at 5:30.
Yeah, she's dressed as a reef.
Florice Tensley?
Yeah, kind of a turquoise thing.
You mean like a coral? Because she looked pretty big. What were you talking about?
I don't know. I just said reef.
The barrier?
There are many reefs in the world.
She looks like she's got something growing on the underside.
Barnacles?
Yeah.
Is that Australia?
Should really get a diver down there.
I hope they don't put too many people over on her and she capsizes. All right, we got about, let me check on the thing. Nothing. All right. Hey, at least I checked.
You did.
Got part of the interview with Somerset.
Starset.
Whoever. Because I got an email from Don Davis today. It was in caps, just the word please. Mm-hmm. Can you please try and carry some of the interviews?
You always have.
Well, sometimes I'll check on the broadcast, and somebody's supposed to be there at a certain time, and all you got is like this. Dick.
Ah, it's riveting. It's the Freaker's Ball hum.
I actually enjoyed talking to Chris before the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Been listening to Summerstock or whoever it was.
Starset.
Okay.
5:45 is next interview.
Who's he talking to then?
Crobot.
Okay.
It's going to be tough, though. Crobot having to come out and interview in the shadow of the star set.
I don't know how, Chris. No slam against the artist. But if I've never heard of their music or played it, it's hard to really feign interest. But Chris is really good at making them feel like they're at home, and I'm sure they think that he's a big fan. I know we pay him extra to go to these broadcasts. Because Chris don't do for free.
Somewhere he's laughing.
Okay, I'll go out and interview them. It's going to be at least another $400 to feign interest.
If you would like that, check the box on the right.
Here's the menu of things I'll do.
It looks like a sushi menu.
Just to show up will be $500. Feigning interest, that's going to be another $400.
Mm-hmm. Authentic interest. Whew. Better back up that Brinks truck.
Now I can save you a few hundred dollars if all I have to do is just nod.
Did you just hear him saying that too? Now,
the Chris Ryan interview menu.
I think as far as management goes, I'd rather deal with me than deal with Chris Ryan as far as contract negotiations. I mean, we both have basically the same theory. Okay, golf. But with Chris, it just seems a little more demeaning with his voice.
I think because if he wanted to, you feel like his voice could cut you in half. At least I do.
Okay, we just offered him a raise, and he told me to f*** off. And I'm not sure, but I really think it was satanic. Get some priest in here for the renegotiation. The power of Christ compelling.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember, this is years back, do you remember the little I guess, autograph cards that the Eagle had back in the day?
Printed up, pictures of the jocks on the front, mm-hmm. Signed the back. Whatever.
Yeah, but there, I remember one of Chris Ryan. I think it was Halloween themed. It was back when he had his long hair, and he looked like they had like the fangs of a vampire.
He was a vampire.
Yeah. That was always my picture of him when I saw one of those. And then when we got back here, I hadn't seen him in years. And then, you know, he's got cut his hair, and he chiseled down his fangs. But I would actually like to see Chris as the vampire sit down for negotiations with that voice. Whew.
Just cross his legs.
I'll just sit here and wait. Well, we've already made the offer. Mm-hmm. Well, is that enough? Mm-hmm. How much would you like?
Mm-hmm. He's the only jock in history to just hum his negotiation.
Are you going to tell us anything?
No, not a word.
Need a break? Yeah. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:36, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Toyota of Richardson. Traffic blows once again. The very worst of it is in Dallas. We're starting off there. Northbound 75, just after Mockingbird, got an accident there, blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Woodall Rogers. The same accident is causing a backup on Woodall back from 35. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Marsh, got an accident there, blocking the left lane. Traffic is completely stopped back from Luna Road. In that backup, right at Webb Chapel, got a stalled vehicle blocking the center lane as well, about a half-hour delay through it. Still in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at 635, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic's jacked up back from Harry Hines. In Garland, southbound 635, just before Northwest Highway, got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Greenville Avenue. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at 121. Look at that accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from North Loop 820. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Service King Collision Repair Centers. Tonight's low 60 degrees, and that will be with clear skies. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 87. Right now, it's 87 degrees, but 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle. Some rules for calling in to the Russ Martin Show. Have a fucking point. When we ask you to turn down your radio, turn down your radio. Keep it turned the fuck down. We're on the radio. We don't need to hear yours. We don't care about any of your stupid little jokes, your one-liners, or your puns. Don't call up here looking for phone numbers. We're not Google or 411 or the Yellow Pages. I don't have time for that shit. Get right to the point. And if you're a douchebag and you got a Bluetooth headset on, don't call up here. Now, pick up your phone and call 214 or 817-787-1971. And good luck.
Nineteen-year-old Sean Johnson of Brooksville, Florida, walked into a Walmart Tuesday around 3 p.m. and headed to the toy department. That's where he grabbed a stuffed toy horse off the shelves. He took the horse to their bedding department and laid that stuffed horse down and stuffed it some more. By having sex with it is what I mean.
Well, get me some stuffed horse afternoon delight.
Mm-hmm. Mostly he just rubbed against it until he was properly satisfied. Then he tried to take it.
How do they know he finished?
That I'm not even entirely sure if he did. He just humped on it for a while and then...
I guess they probably assumed when he stopped he finished.
Yeah. That's when he tried to take it back to the toy section and put it on the shelf. Security guards had noticed him pleasuring himself with the stuffed horse and stopped him. He was arrested, charged with indecent exposure and criminal mischief. The store managers decided that the toy would not be fit to be sold.
So obviously he pulled something out.
Even
it's not indecent exposure if you're just dry humping a horse. That's right, I said it.
Okay.
It's not if your clothes are on and you're just dry humping something.
Yeah, that would just be the criminal mischief.
I had a bad itch.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I was the horse.
Uh-huh. That's what we thought.
But there are other things at Walmart I also like to.
Besides the toy horse?
Man, I'd love to bust a nut on them frog candles.
Frog candle.
Sometimes I'll go over to the knitting department and stick crochet needles in my pee hole.
Oh.
Slick leg the hula hoops. Yeah, I do. Sometimes I go over to the frozen section and stick my weenie in the nutty chocolate ice cream. I like it when pieces of walnut stick in my pee hole. Walmart is just a cornucopia of sexual pleasure.
Oh. For you, obviously. Yeah.
Sometimes I'll take my and slap it on the handle of a Dyson.
Any particular reason?
I like to slap my on the handle of a Dyson.
Okay.
Then I'll go over to the appliances and play bukkake with a crock pot. Screwed my first beehive. I've done that once. Never ever put pop rocks in your pee hole.
Oh.
They still make those.
Good to know.
And then sometimes I try and do autoerotic asphyxiation, choke myself with a cat leashes. And then if I don't die, I'm in the same aisle where I can get a treat.
So not the dog leashes, got to be the cat leashes.
Dog, oh.
Dog leashes are too thick, you get hurt. Mm. Plus, the better treats over in the cat aisle.
What is it with the rash of stories of people screwing? Somebody broke into a house, screwed a teddy bear.
Yeah, poked a hole in the teddy bear, screwed
got
it.
Got caught because he left his DNA in it. That's and you had a Walmart. How do you decide? I am so horny, I'm wound up. I cannot control myself. I must go and screw something at Walmart. Oh, no, not none of the women that shop there. I understand that part. And then some of the guys walking around taking the upskirt pictures, they like to go to Walmart for that.
No. I think they're just playing the numbers.
They're at the duh.
They're just going to a place where they know there's going to be a lot of people.
I tell you what, Slick. Next time you go to a Walmart, mentally count how many chicks. I used to do this at the mall. Count the chicks that I would screw.
Yeah.
It's just a game. Not like I was going to follow them around. And depending on what mall it was, sometimes I'd walk out with zero.
What was your zero mall?
Redbird. Go ahead.
Yep. We're always being told not to have easily guessable passcodes, passwords, whatever. Once in a while, though, making it easy to get inside your head can actually save a life. Melissa Vasquez was involved in a car crash in San Jose, California. Police say the OnStar alert system in her Chevy Cruze sent signals, but the locations given revealed nothing. The accident happened sometime on Monday. By 3 a.m. Tuesday...
Okay, I'm probably asking something that's not in the story. Obviously, OnStar, is that who it was?
Yes.
Uses GPS.
Yes.
So how could they get the wrong location?
The location just revealed nothing. Whatever the coordinates sent, there was. I guess it just didn't register. It didn't compute. Somehow.
I've only seen this in the movie, so I don't know if it does it in real life. Does OnStar activate when the airbags go off?
I don't know. But based on the commercials, I would say yes.
Well, if they have commercials that OnStar produces.
I know, but I don't want to tell you for sure, and then someone says I'm crazy.
All right, I was just curious how the global system failed, but go ahead.
Okay. The accident happened sometime on Monday. By 3 a.m. Tuesday, Vasquez's stepmother contacted the police. She was lucky that in Campbell Police Department, there's Officer David Cameron. A self-described geek, he had an inkling that wherever Vasquez was, her iPhone would be with her. So he went to her house, found her iPad. Surely he thought he'd have a chance of finding her through the Find My iPhone app. So how did he get into her iPad, since it was passcode protected? He said, I made an educated guess based on a series of common numbers people use for passwords, and on the third attempt, I was able to get in.
They say what it was?
No. I know. That's the first thing I wanted to know, too. Cameron's human and tech education meant that in a mere 20 minutes, a rescue chopper was dispatched to the location given by the Find My iPhone app. Vasquez was found alive, lying at the bottom of a 500-foot ravine. She had been thrown from her car.
And because he saved her life, there's not going to be a stink. Had they apprehended a criminal by him breaking into the iPad, every civil rights group around the world would have jumped on this.
Very possible.
How'd he get to her iPad?
I'm guessing that when the stepmother contacted the police, he probably had permission from her to probably said, hey, here's my idea. She's got this. Take me to it.
Yeah, with people losing information daily, last company that said they were hacked? It wasn't. I don't want to say because I don't want anybody to freak out.
Well,
was it?
I think it was
Dairy Queen.
Yes, it was. Yeah, Dairy Queen was another one. Yeah, yeah. There's been a lot of them now, so I'm kind of losing track.
Somebody got a hold of my information, Dairy Queen.
Really? Oh, no.
And all of a sudden on my credit card, it's like 400 blizzards.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know who it was.
Who?
Is it Bob Phillips from the A Country Reporter?
Makes sense.
Fat bastard. Blizzard.
But companies with firewall after firewall getting hacked, and you're still picking a password that's probably all zeros or all ones. I'm surprised that Apple or any smartphone, if you put like 1, 2, 3, 4, it'll just tell you, no.
See, that one's my favorite because anytime someone says it's like, oh, hey, you know, password stuff, I always think of Spaceballs, which is like the original pin code for the self-destruct, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like back then they made a joke about how stupid it would be to have a code that's 1, 2, 3, 4. Yet here we are, well into the 21st century, and people have stupidly easy passwords, pins, passcodes, whatever the case is.
Spaceballs, was it voice activated?
No, I think he was pushing it in manually, but they were asking, it's like, what's the code? 1, 1, 2, 2.
At least in Star Trek, it was voice activated.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Captain James T. Kirk. 0, 0, 0. Pause. Destruct. 0. Yeah, I'm sure the computer needed to sense that suppressed dynamic of you saying, destruct.
Yeah, but that's Shatner.
God, I've been the computer. I'm going, overacting, try again.
Not believable. Hell, even the, I have a friend's apartment complex who's got the gate box and the code you have to get in, or you have to dial somebody's apartment. I asked him one point, I was like, hey, what's your gate code? He's like, Spaceballs. I was like, I get it.
It's a pretty good way to convey it because I wouldn't remember that from Spaceballs.
But still, it's just...
I just tell people I don't know. Hey, what's the code for your community? I got a clicker. If you were important enough, you'd have one too. Well, I got to get in. Guess for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Or wait for somebody to come in.
Is there a guard hut or anything?
No.
Okay, I'm just curious. I mean, there's some nice houses back there, and there's a wall that goes around your property. So I don't know
there
what
is,
happens.
But all you have to do is wait for somebody to come in and follow them.
Okay.
Some of the other developments in my area, they have guards. I should shut up. Let's just give out your address and get it over with. But yeah, without it, it's a gated community. If it's an automatic gate, that really means nothing.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right, it does. Because I was driving in McKinney last weekend, And there's two developments next to each other. One had the gate and the guard hut. I was like, wow, nice. The one right next to it had the signs out front from the whatevers. The one next to it was $100,000 more to start. No gate, no guard hut.
Well, we put up them security flaps like they got in meat lockers. It work. It tricks the dogs. All right, let me check on the freakers.
We will see you tonight. Open mouth kisses for everyone on stage. Woo. Have a good show. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, brother.
Cheers. And you and your timing.
God. I carried part of the interview.
You did. And, hey, there was open mouth kisses for everybody tonight.
I don't even know which band that was.
I think that was Crobot.
Oh.
Just at any time? All right. All right.
Have safe travels. In the walk-off.
Hey, this is Brandon from Crobot, and you're listening to 97.1 The Eagle, the rock of Dallas-Fort Worth.
Screw you, Brandon.
Come on, man. Give me the mic.
I didn't know they could hear me. It's my favorite drop now.
I think it's going to be mine, too. Screw you, Brandon.
I'll play Crobot now just so I can play that drop.
Yeah, I think you have to. Screw you, Brandon.
Come on, man.
Come on. He's probably looking around like, hey, who said that?
That engineer at your radio station is a real hole. Mm-hmm. I thought I got it right the first time. I did better than that chick from Pretty Reckless.
Ain't that the truth?
I'm starting to embrace these broadcasts.
I think we should, definitely.
Okay, nothing going on.
Oh, he's still crying.
Come on, man.
Wow. A high school varsity girls soccer coach tells police he intended to send a video to his girlfriend. However, he mistakenly sent it to his players. Oh. Reports that Jeffrey M. Saroy was arrested earlier this month. This is in Manchester, Connecticut. Reports that Jeffrey M. Saroy was arrested earlier this month on charges of risk of injury to a child, breach of peace, and obscenity. The arrest warrant says the 57-year-old intended to send the video to his girlfriend, but accidentally sent it to a Snapchat group of his soccer players who were juveniles. Five players attending the high school said they viewed the video.
Are we just assuming what the video is?
Yeah, but they don't give us specifics. But if it's so bad that you get arrested and you're free on a $100,000 bond, I'm guessing that whatever he was intending to send his girlfriend was not just vanilla.
Why does he have Snapchat on his phone anyway?
See, this is the weird thing with teachers is they have Facebook groups. They'll have.
But closed. Snapchat is specifically for
supposed to
having
be.
A message evaporate, dissolve, go away after a few seconds.
Yes.
Yeah, but the kids, for whatever reason, they may not do just regular texting on their phone. They may have the Snapchat app or the Kick thing that they'll do.
It just seems creepy for a teacher or a coach to be contacting his players, students with Snapchat.
Hey, take a look at this. Who wants to start Friday night?
So yeah, he's doing court October 28th, and he's free currently on a $100,000 bond.
All right, we got a break here. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
601. This is KEGO, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Sleep Experts. Traffic blows everywhere right now. Here's the very worst of it. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-20 right at Spur 408 Patriot Parkway. Got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the left center lane. Traffic there is backed up back Great Southwest Parkway. Also in Dallas, northbound 75 just after Mockingbird. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Woodall Rogers. That one also has Woodall backed up, obviously, back from I-35. Still in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Marsh. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is completely stopped back from Lunar Road. Also in that backup, right at Webb Chapel, got a stalled vehicle blocking the center lane. It's about a half hour delay through it. into Garland, southbound 635, just before Northwest Highway. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from around the High 5. And in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at 121. That accident there has finally been cleared out. Traffic is still backed up back from North Loop 820. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Pat Loeb, Toyota of McKinney. Clear skies tonight, 60 for the overnight low, sunny tomorrow, and the high 87. Right now it's 87, and 97 won the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
There's nothing I can do about it, but I am sick of the news stations and this Ebola coverage, because for the past 15, maybe 20 minutes, all the local stations, news stations, have aerial shots of a MICU, paramedics unit, that's transporting this nurse. I guess they're going to Love Field, and they're going to transport her to Bethesda.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, going to Maryland to the National Institutes of Health for the remainder of her treatment.
You can't see inside the we'll just call it a box, because that's what I think paramedics call it.
Yeah.
There's nothing. And it's aerial footage. It's like, is OJ inside?
You're right. The way they're treating this, you would think so.
Who's driving? Cowlings? I don't get it. I don't get why this is newsworthy. And just Channel 11 has a live shot right on the tail of the MICU.
Yeah, they've actually been in every other news station's camera shots as well. And Channel 5 has a mobile unit in there as well. They're just a couple spots behind the Channel 11 one.
What are they covering? What is this? Let me bring one of them up, because I haven't listened to the audio.
That one contact, Meredith, that Nina Pham had. We learned today that that contact is somebody who works at NationStar Mortgage in Louisville, but that person has not been at work, and that person has been told not to come back to work until we get through that 21-day period where you watch for any symptoms. But we know that that person...
All right, and then Fox 4.
Road, just 20 minutes right now left Presby Hospital with a huge gathering of folks outside the hospital, all the staffers there with signs showing support. We saw them standing
all of
outside,
them,
but we were
helicopter shots.
Yep.
Nina left, they kind of went,
and then CBS 11.
The Gulfstream 3 specially outfitted with that isolation chamber. It's a live picture again over at Dallas Love Field of that very airplane that sits and waits. And then what will unfold is the crew on board the ambulance will take her out. There will be a Phoenix Air person who is the medical safety coordinator.
Back
that
to Channel 5.
Will not be
that he was... Very concerned about that, because we still are not out of that window of period when we...
I got 8 over here in case you're curious.
I can't bring it up. Or can I?
You can.
Where does that come up?
Is it computer?
That's my computer, isn't it?
And there's a different one. Either way, they're, I'm sure, saying very similar things. But they got the same shot. They all just have the same. It's aerial shot. They're just following that ambulance all the way through Dallas.
If I was a nurse on that ambulance, I'd be twisted. It's like, it's not bad enough. I got Ebola. Now I got to go to Bethesda.
If you want,
Yes?
I have News 8 in here.
I don't really care, but let me hear it.
Building an interesting note is that jet pushed to the gate, then did sort of a three-point turn, and now has settled there.
They're different.
There are several
They've got
law
a shot
enforcement
of Love
Field vehicles
right now.
On either side of that Dalfort Aerospace building.
The
that
jet
convoy,
came in
said,
and then turned around.
45 minutes ago,
they are sort of set. We're not sure why, but the pointy part of the plane is pointed towards the end of the airport. All right, you can kill that. It changes nothing that they're not disseminating information. They're not telling people, hey, don't be stupid. If you're around anybody that you think's infected, possibly wash your hands with bleach. Because I think they use that. Weren't they using that in Liberia?
Yes, they were. A bleach water mixture.
So obviously it doesn't even have to be, you know, full-blown bleach.
Right.
I don't get how something that can be contained with household cleansers has turned into this global story.
I don't know. Other than the reason why it's so prevalent in the third world countries is because they don't have a lot of the same things that we do here, like the cleaners that we have an abundance of. It's a lot of these countries that have this problem, and similar ones live in squalor. It's third world countries.
I understand, but we don't. And the fact that something like this could have been contained, eradicated, mm-hmm. with just some simple disinfectants, unless I'm misunderstanding something.
I don't think you are.
It's amazing what this has turned into, and all the TV stations are still doing the aerial shots.
Yeah, I mean, in essence, what we're watching the Ebola patient, Nina Pham, go through traffic. That's what we're watching.
And it's not like it's an open car event where she's waving at people on the side of the road. At least with Bronco Chase with OJ back in the early 90s, you could kind of see somebody in the back seat. You could see AJ Cowling's up front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, right now, it's just, okay, let's everybody watch them at a red light. Are they going to turn left or right?
I don't understand. There again, I'm not a news director, so.
Yeah, because all the stations could be absolutely.
It's obviously something that everybody wants to see, or all the stations wouldn't be carrying it. Back to Channel 5.
Very close. We'll be watching this. We want to tell you, though, last word, that Dallas nurse Nina Pham is said to be in good condition. Of course, she'll be transferred to the National Institutes of Health in Maryland later
Fox
tonight.
Fox 4. What happens over the next few days and weeks as their loved one gets taken away to one of these high-grade facilities?
CBS 11.
We have had better protocol. Those are all things they're going to shake out with time, obviously. But in the moment, Texas Presbyterian yesterday, when
someone at 11's feverishly updating Facebook.
Why? What are they putting?
You can just hear the keys.
Oh. All right. Oh, I forgot. Isn't Skull interviewing somebody right now at Freakers?
Possibly still POD. She should be, maybe.
I just called him on the way down here today. He's doing good.
I used to pop in. My wife used to work at AMC.
I got money, she tells. Is this POD?
No.
Unless the interview's over.
I bet she tells him about her soap.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, we run into her in Washington, like we'll catch her out at AMC
and stuff. No, that's not POD.
Who do you think it is?
That's our engineer.
DJ?
Yep.
Hey, you want to hear about my soap?
He shows up at all the weirdest places.
He showed up at one of my soap seminars.
Soap seminar?
So wrong.
I have theme music when I show up at seminars to sell my soap.
Jesus.
All right, let's finish news. Although, I forgot about this. Alfie had Kenzie pull quotes from horror movies.
Okay.
Sound bites.
Oh, okay.
We have that if you guys want to play. And the good news is, everyone could play because she didn't print out the answers.
Oh, God. I'm in.
So there's like...
Anytime we don't know, I don't know why. It's just extra.
let's see. 37 clips.
Wow.
No answers.
All right.
Let's get to this next break, then maybe we'll do that.
Okay.
Alfie, did you get a text back from engineering if they fix the levels?
Yes, they did.
Okay. All right. Is there another interview before 7, Chloe?
Yes, 6:30. Looks like Cindy is interviewing Papa Roach.
Okay.
All right. All the roaches or just the Papa?
I think just Papa Roach, the whole band.
Oh, I thought it was just one person. You know, like Jethro Tull. No, that's not one person. And I forget, is it Ranchero, El Camino? Who's closing?
Oh, Chevelle.
Okay. Go ahead, Dan.
All right. Well, yesterday, says we're looking at, or been following Nina Pham's transport to Love Field. Yesterday, there was another one. Amber Vinson was shipped off to Emory University in Atlanta. A crew suited up to do just that. However, one person standing a few feet away from the patient.
Is this the guy with the clipboard?
The clipboard guy.
We were watching that video, the live shot, during one of our commercial breaks, and all of us said the same thing. Who's the guy not dressed up?
And that guy stood out. He stood out to everyone. And everyone's wondering who is the one man on the flight wearing absolutely no protective gear. Standing just a few feet from the patient, at one point he grabs what appears to be a hazardous waste bag, and then he boards the flight.
I'm with CDC. It's okay. I know all about this.
Who was he with?
Everyone assumes that he is with CDC.
And he touched stuff that these guys, whoever it was, dressed up in hazmat suits.
Yeah.
He touched things that they handed to him. The only thing I saw was a trash bag.
Yep. Also, as she was making her way up the stairs on the plane, he started to move towards to put his hands near her back in case she fell backwards. And one of the guys in the hazmat suit had to arm bar and to be like,
not yours, move away.
Yep. We got this. Anyway,
obviously, you people at the CDC don't really get a handle on what we're dealing with.
I know. It's like, this woman's being taken, to Atlanta for further treatment, and all you want to do is give her a hug.
It's all right. I know what's going on.
Do you?
I was at CDC.
Okay.
Plus, I sprayed myself down with armor all for come out here, so nothing can stick on me. That'll look shiny.
You're extremely shiny, but that's not how this works.
Well, all right, let me ask you something, Slick.
Okay.
Have they tried using Armor-All and Ebola yet? Who's fooled now?
You know what?
Oh.
Yeah. You may have it there. Somewhere in a lab, they're thinking, you know what? We haven't tried yet.
It seems like a good idea. It's all in the name.
Yeah, between that and some Rain-X, we should be able to repel anything. Who needs condoms? Just get a couple spritz of the Rain-X or some Armor-All. Nothing, no crab's going to stick to you.
Now,
crabs can still grab on because they got them finger thingies.
Oh, okay. That's my bad.
The Ebola doesn't have any...
finger things?
Yeah. Claws.
Claws.
Crab hands. I'm sorry, I went to college. I'm sure I'm speaking over your head.
You are, and I think, yeah. I feel quite dumb now.
Hey, what they don't get is you spray yourself down good,
mm-hmm.
either with Armor-All or Slick 50.
Slick 50?
Nothing can hang on to you.
Oh, God.
Because you're too slippery.
Jesus.
And the Slick 50's good for 50,000 miles. I screwed this old guy.
Never mind.
Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says he assumed the man is from the Centers for Disease Control. Jenkins said he wasn't too concerned about the man.
How did somebody get out onto the runway? Well, this was Love Field yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Somebody out on the runway and nobody really knew in control, especially Clay Jenkins, his county commissioner.
Yeah.
Didn't really know who he was.
Everyone,
is anybody going to handle?
I don't know. But everyone assumed that he's with the CDC. I think he was on the flight already. He got off, said, hi, welcome to the CDC flight. Come aboard. And then he got on the board and went to Atlanta with her.
All you got to do is walk around like you know what you're doing, especially. First of all, they wouldn't let me in until I popped out this clipboard.
That always mm-hmm. makes you look official.
You can walk around almost any building if you can just get inside.
Mm-hmm.
That was really big on the Rockford Files. All he did was grab something that looked like made him look official or carrying paper supplies, and you walk around, act like you're supposed to be there, nobody says dick.
And honestly, yes, it works.
It would
there
work
people,
around
we
here.
Just we just assume if they get inside our locked doors, they're supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, over at CBS, we questioned everybody because our side entrance door, all you had to do was tug on it and it came open.
Yeah, that was kind of scary.
Well, it locks. No, it has a lock on it.
It was also better at that building at CBS because we were all, it was a smaller group of people, so we all pretty much knew each other or at least recognized each other. Here, it's such a revolving door, especially with the traffic service being on our floor. I don't know who is someone who's just walking in, someone who works here, or someone who's just bringing food.
Yeah, there are very few people in our, what do we call it, total traffic?
Yeah.
Yes.
That are in that center room on our floor that they constructed about a year, whenever it was. Never see them because they always keep the doors closed. They sit at their traffic cubicles watching monitors. The only one I really know is Gail Lightfoot.
Yep.
Who's on this floor. Blaine Brooks, I think. And some little short guy with a deep voice.
Short
guy. Yeah, I used to do mornings.
Oh, I think that, isn't that Kate guy?
Cake. Oh, yeah.
No.
But there is Cake Guy. He does work.
I know what Cake Guy looks like because you see him walk into the traffic double doors, always pulls them closed behind him. Like there's something in there that if we see it, something's going to leak. They're going to steal our traffic information.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to find out where I got this cake. Every time you see him walking down the hall, the Cake Guy, he's got cake.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we named him that. And he's always carrying it like, it's a newborn. It's close. It's
two hands.
Almost a protective type display look. You know, it's like he's holding it close to his body, but cake.
But he wants you to know that he has cake.
I have cake. Look at this. And it's warm.
Mm. Cake.
Yeah. I guess you probably know a lot about cake. Because getting fat just don't happen. Blaine Brooks. That's the only other one I know looks like in the traffic department. See, anybody could run around here. We don't have a clue. People get fired too fast. People pick other jobs too fast. Clear Channel, iHeart, whatever we are now, we're the only Borg that lets people go. I don't think they've grasped the concept of Borg. Once you're assimilated, you don't get out. Yeah, well, sometimes they got to go. Alfie, what's line one?
He says he's a photographer who's used this trick before.
Yes, James.
Yeah, I was calling about the clipboard thing. Nobody, you're right. Nobody ever checks those because I'm a photographer, and I've actually gotten onto a lot of construction sites that way, just holding the clipboard and a yellow vest.
Right, and start pointing at different things, maybe talking into a recorder. Why, as a photographer, why are you wanting to get onto construction sites?
I was feeling out my portfolio, and I was just kind of working on some architectural photography, just kind of seeing what I wanted to do.
So it wasn't really espionage?
No, not really. It was just, hey, get in, get some photos, and get out. They don't really like you being here, so take a clipboard.
Any other place you'd get into with a clipboard?
Not that I've tried. Cops don't like it, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, cops don't normally fall for
it. No, not at all.
Yeah, the reason why they don't fall for it is because their clipboard, much smaller. You have to have a small clipboard to equal the police officer.
Well, also with most cops, if somebody else is carrying a clipboard, that means you're internal affairs and you're going to get shot.
We don't like you.
You want to go here?
Yes.
Let's see if anything's going out at Freakers.
Meds are for ADHD. That's what it's for. And it slows you down. Because you get so amped up, so it just chills you down.
What is that? Should I have not aired that?
I don't know. It's probably one of her mood-soothing candles. This here's the ADHD candle.
So. I also have my own line of great big fat candles. Molded off my own big fat bees. So if you want, you can take them home and squeeze them just like Todd does.
Like I was getting headaches again. I was like,
okay, that's probably not. Headaches again. Honey, shouldn't you take this? No, I like the headaches. Otherwise, you're going to want to f*** me. What are you shaking your head back and forth?
It's just wrong.
That's my mantra.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Or go to KEGL.com.
Now, it's supposed to play next. Star Set, right?
Yes.
They're playing tonight at Freakers?
Yes.
Actually, yeah, don't drop it.
Okay.
How long's the intro?
I believe 6 seconds.
Ooh, you're going to talk it up?
Yeah.
Nice.
6:35, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Blue Link from Hyundai. Traffic blows real bad. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-20 right at Spur 408 Patriot Park. We got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the left center lane. Traffic there is backed up back to 360. Also in Dallas, eastbound I-30 right at Loop 12 Walton Walker. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back to the Beltline. Still in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Marsh. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is completely stopped back from Luna Road. About a half hour delay through it. Excuse me. Last one in Dallas, northbound 75. Just after Mockingbird, got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up onto Woodall Rogers back from I-35. Finally in Plano, northbound 75 just before Park Boulevard. Got an accident there blocking the HOV and the two left lanes. Traffic there is completely jacked up all the way back from the High 5. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
See him at Freakers Ball 2014. Hear him on the Mighty Eagle now.
Hey, it's Billy the Kid. Kiss FM.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Clear skies tonight, 60 for the low, sunny tomorrow, 87 for a high. It's 86 right now at 97.1 The Eagle.
Get down, get down. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I think that was another one. Nobody got it but us.
But talking up the Star Set song?
Yeah.
I think there are probably a few. And those that did truly enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see if... No, plug it in the back of the computer. I wouldn't pull it out if I... I plugged a flash into the side. It didn't really fit, so I handed it to Chloe to plug into the back of the computer.
And what he
hands it back to me. Did this get away from you, boss?
I hate when that happens. Here, I'll get back.
I think Skull is talking to Papa Roach.
Oh, nice.
A message to myself, essentially.
Alfie, yeah. They didn't fix the levels.
It's always about you, dude.
It's got to be about me. I don't know, sometimes when we write records, it's a good reminder to myself when I get up on stage and I remember those dark times and what got me there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, so you. Yes, definitely.
It's a good reminder. But this record, there's some hope in this album, which is...
Because I got this pushed all the way up.
I'm on it. Stylistically.
I thought you were on it earlier.
I got him to pull it up and he fixed Skull's and Chris's, I guess, but...
What's this business about y'all having...
Nope, Skull is too low.
You know, I mean,
you know what? Unless you call him and talk to somebody in person, don't waste my time.
I did.
You talked to somebody in person?
Yes.
And he said he was going to fix it?
He said he got
well,
it.
Well, he didn't.
I'm on it again.
I'm not even going to say it.
Yeah, but the album has a little bit of everything. Yeah.
Oh, why worry about the audio and the levels? That's only what we do. The radio station. Certainly no reason to with the audio. Make sure we got it right. And then... Asked me to carry it on the top-rated show on this station and in the market. I'm tired of being a messiah. Nail me up.
We forgot the wood.
Just nail me to the wall.
It's probably better just to put you in the studio anyway. Constant reminder.
Which means they set up this entire broadcast and did no quality check before we got on the air. Want to bet?
No.
Thank you.
Four car garage rock.
Oh, now they fix it.
Four car garage rock. Then there was the bands, which was kind of...
That sucks. All right. Alfie, did you pull the clip for the... what's it?
Yes, I did. It's labeled Russ Billy Break.
I believe that's the first time I've front sell a song on this station.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely in this century, anyway.
With the wrong station name.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least Billy the Kid got it.
Yeah, that's true. And Cruz.
And I even got the, when Billy does it, I'll be standing in his studio and go, hang on a second, I got to talk. And his headphones are blaring louder than any speakers anywhere.
And his setup time to put everything on, it's like he's going to talk for, you know, 30 seconds or
yeah,
a minute.
Yeah, this is going to be at least a 15-second intro. Now, got to get him set up, headphones, just levels. Billy the Kid, Kiss FM! Then he always slams his headphones down.
Yep.
And if you'll notice, when I did the break, I got the headphone thing down.
See him at Freakers Ball 2014. Hear him on the Mighty Eagle now.
Hey, it's Billy the Kid, Kiss FM!
Nailed it.
The earphones, that's awesome.
I love being out of control.
See him at Freakers Ball 2014. Hear him on the Mighty Eagle now.
Hey, it's Billy the Kid, Kiss FM! I'll have to make sure I send a copy of that to Billy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be sure and tell him this is how you do it.
No, I think Billy's got it down.
Think so?
Just sad. We're the only show with all the Clear Channel station, iHeart, whatever, that cross promotes. Nobody else talks about us.
No,
not on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Actually, Kiss has before, but that was when David died. Credit.
Gotcha.
And they asked me to cut something promoting a Kids Foundation. Which I was cool with. And Billy likes us.
Yes, he loves us.
Cruz, not so sure about.
Oh, he loves us.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like stopping by his studio because he don't know what shut the f*** up means. Hey, I got to go. I'm on fire. Well, hey, hang on a second. Let me tell you about a time I was on fire in Detroit. No, I'm on fire right now. Plus, Cruz likes to get drunk on the air, and he never lets you leave.
I know. I mean, it's at a point where I'm starting to think he may have a problem.
Yeah, you never want to open the door to his studio with a lit cigarette.
Dude, God, no. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think I saw this in Backdraft. It sucks my cigarette in all of a sudden. Woof. Luckily, in his studio, I think mostly it's underage girls that get blown out. Now it'll be overage. I should hit the delay.
It's just right there.
Yeah, well, it's too late. Yeah, they're listening to Skull doing the interview on it. Wherever.
Verizon.
I guess. What is it, the old Jaxa?
No.
The old, don't tell me. Big place in Grand Prairie.
Yeah?
That's not the name.
I know it's not the big place in Grand Prairie.
Okay.
Quadraphonic something?
No.
Ready
no.
Kill a what?
No. Still no.
What is it?
Currently?
I know what it is currently. I just said it. Jackson.
You said what is it, though? It used to be Nokia.
That's a one.
It is now Verizon.
I said Jaxa, didn't I?
Clearly you don't.
You got cocky. I know what it is.
Well, if places would keep the same name for more than 3 or 4 months.
Exactly.
Starplex, I don't know why they weren't able to keep the name Starplex. I don't even know what Starplex is called now.
JEXA.
All right. Then call it the JEXA Starplex Center. I know originally it was called the Coca-Cola Starplex Center.
Right.
Maybe Coke owns Starplex. I don't know. But anytime somebody says, hey, something's out at the state fair, I mean, you mean Starplex?
Right.
No, it's this now.
That just confuses everybody.
It does. If you hear it on the radio and you can't say formally Starplex, what is it now? It's Andy Granatelli's Tune Up Masters.
I love that venue.
Plex. Okay, we got one more break?
Yes.
Have we talked enough to make this segment yet?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can do the horror stuff when we come back.
Ooh, a tease. I believe I'll hang here.
Believe I'm getting the swing of this radio. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
655. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Darts. Brought to you by Dart. Traffic blows right now. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right at Loop 12, Walton Walker. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Beltline Road. Also in Dallas, northbound 75, just after Mockingbird. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up onto Woodall back from I-35. Still in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Marsh. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Lunar Road. In Plano, northbound 75, just before Park. Got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the High 5. And finally, in Fort Worth, westbound Loop 820, right at Marine Creek Parkway. Got an accident there. That one has you backed up back from Saginaw Main Street. Listen to Cindy Skull at 8:25 in the morning all next week for a shot to win tickets to WWE Hell in a Cell Sunday, October 26th at the AAC. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Meritage Homes. Clear tonight, 60 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and 87. Right now, it's 86 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show.
You ready?
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
No, Kenzie pulled. She pulled the clips, the horror movie quotes, but didn't leave the answer sheet. Downside is we don't know if we get it right. Upside is we can all play. Because normally Alfie or Chloe pulls it, so they have to set up.
Yeah. No, you're right. We can all enjoy this.
Okay. Want to plug anything for freakers before we start this? Because once we get started, I don't give a freak about this place.
Tonight is Freakers Ball.
Yay!
Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. Come on, come on, and enjoy.
And pretty sure tickets still available at the door.
Yeah, I bet they are.
Chevelle, Papa Roach, P.O.D., Starset, Crobat.
Crobot.
Sorry, Crobot. I keep.
How are you going to forget Brandon from Crobot?
I remember Brandon. I just, for whatever reason, my mouth wants to say Crobat.
This is the audio from Verizon?
Yes.
Why is that every time Skull goes someplace, she always talks? I mean, she's never done. Chris Ryan does the interview. You don't hear him again until the next interview. Skull's always someplace. I don't really want to. I remember when I used to be on Saturday mornings on Scooby-Doo.
She's talking, hanging out.
I don't hear any music. And somebody's supposed to be on stage already?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they're next, like, on it.
Where are they going to be?
Somewhere quiet where they can do the interviews.
Is there any place at Verizon that's really soundproofed?
Oh, yeah. In the backstage area, it's really soundproof.
Hey, let's go do a broadcast where you can't hear any ambient noise of the bands playing. Won't that be kooky?
that'll really make people want to come out. Hey, I want to go out to that event where people are talking in a room. That's my favorite band, Ambient Noise. I'm stealing it if nobody's got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Everybody set?
Yep.
All right. We'll go through a few of these till we get bored. Alfie, can you keep score?
Got it.
Okay. Here's the first one.
I just can't take no pleasure in killing. Just some things you got to do. Don't mean you have to like it.
This one I think I know.
Yes, Russ.
Is it? Texas Chainsaw Massacre? We don't know. I think, but I'm not sure.
I would think to agree.
Okay? Then I'll take that point.
All right.
There is nothing to worry about. You're going to be just fine. I'm your number one fan.
Russ. Yes, Russ.
Oh, jeez. It's...
Yep.
Damn it.
Alfie.
Go ahead, Alfie.
What is Misery?
Yes.
She just goes a little mad sometimes.
Oh. Russ!
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Yes, Russ. What is Psycho? We think so.
Yes.
I'd like to watch this just once on Jeopardy.
Oh, where no
they
one
have
the
no
answers?
Idea what the questions are.
Yeah,
they'll know the answers.
Yeah, let's see Alex Trebek be all smug when he's on the same level as everybody else. No, I'm sorry. It's not.
The question is, it doesn't say here. Yeah. Finally, after 30 years, but
I like to dissect girls. Did you know I'm utterly insane?
Dan?
What is American Psycho?
That's correct.
Okay.
I know that's right.
I've got that on DVD. I've never watched it.
Mandy, you have it?
Yeah, Mandy bought it, dude, and I never watched it.
Watch that one.
Is it?
It's phenomenal.
Okay.
You want to know what happens to an eyeball when it gets punctured? So you got any idea how much blood jets out of a guy's neck when his throat's been slit?
There's a climate evangelistic joke, but I think I'll step away from it.
I think they'd appreciate that.
Anybody know it?
No.
Okay.
Hello?
Have you checked the children?
Russ. Yes, Russ. When a stranger calls?
I ain't going to contest you.
I think that's right.
Okay, if nobody can challenge it, you get the point.
Yeah, you get it.
Wait right there, Mr. Bonneau.
How do you know my name? I didn't tell you my name.
Hang up.
I didn't tell him my name.
They're all a part of it. They're all pods, all of them.
I got two guesses. Do you know Chloe?
I got a guess. Chloe.
Chloe.
Twilight Zone.
I don't think so. They're supposed to be movies.
What are your guesses?
Either Invasion of the Body Snatchers or Night of the Living Dead.
I know it's not Night of the Living Dead.
Then I'm going with Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
I think you're right.
Yay.
My prowess with movie quotes is not as good with horror as it is with just general.
Ever you do, don't fall
Dan.
Asleep.
Daniel.
What is Nightmare on Elm Street?
That's right.
Correct.
Okay. No challenges.
Mm-mm.
What'd they do on that high-rated afternoon show in Dallas-Fort Worth? They played a game where they didn't know the answers. Well, who knew? Nobody.
Mesmerizing.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid.
Russ!
Be very afraid.
Yes, Russ. What is the remake of The Fly?
Correct?
Yes.
You just can't let them go.
Go. Stay on the road. Keep clear of the moors.
Chloe. The Omen.
Yeah. I think that's it.
I don't think The Omen had moors.
No?
Oh, what? it's do you know Alfie? American Werewolf in London.
Is it?
Or England? London?
I don't know. Which is it?
In the UK? I think it's the pub scene where they come in and they go, beware of the Moors.
You just can't let them go.
That's Patrick.
Yeah.
Stay on the road. Keep clear of the Moors.
Yeah.
I'll take credit for that one.
Yeah, we'll give it to you.
It's a good game.
I like it. It's fun.
I'm scared to close my eyes.
Dan.
I'm scared to open them.
Yes, Dan.
What is the Blair Witch Project? Yeah. Specifically, the up-nose booger scene.
Yes.
What do we do?
Why don't we just wait here for a little while? See what happens.
Russ.
Yes, Russ.
John Carpenter's The Thing. Isn't that Kurt Russell at the end?
I think you might be right. Hit it again.
What do we do?
Why don't we just...
I like the way he picked up a, if this is the right movie, Clint Eastwood delivery. Why don't we just sit here and see what happens?
Yeah.
You punk thing.
Wait here for a little while.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Nothing else to do. We've already torched Wilford Brimley.
He went up.
Him and his oatmeal.
With that mustache up and up, up in flames he went.
Let me out, I'll be good. F*** off.
Now clear your minds. It knows what scares you.
Dan.
It has from the very beginning.
Dan.
What is Poltergeist?
Mm-hmm. Is it the first one?
Yeah, it's a little
lady. Have the little chick in the first one?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, okay.
This house is clean. No, it's not! Dan.
Listen, asshole!
No, you listen, you little bitch. You hang up on me again, I'll gut you like a fish.
Go ahead, Dan.
What a scream.
Yes.
I knew that with the telephone and the popcorn.
Really?
Yeah. Knew it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Russ.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Russ. What is Halloween?
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Dan?
Daniel?
What is The Exorcist?
Yes. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
We just turned into the Stooges. Yes, yes, yes.
I am Dracula.
Dan?
Yes, Dan.
What is Bram Stoker's Dracula?
Is that different than another one?
I think this is the one where it's Gary Oldman, where he plays I am Dracula.
I am Dracula.
I might be wrong, but it's a Dracula movie. I know that.
Well, is it Bram Stoker's or
I think it
Bram's
is.
Ice cream?
It's Stoker's, Stroker's, Stoker's, Bram Stoker's.
No. Bram Stoker's Ace Dracula. I can't tell if that the original Dracula was a...
Nosferatu?
Nosferatu.
It wasn't Bela Lugosi?
Wasn't it called Nosferatu? It's a silent film.
No, that was... The original Dracula wasn't silent. I think the first Dracula, the Nosferatu, was that white-faced, pale guy with a pointy nose that looked like Gavin Spittle.
I think that was the silent one.
I'm inclined to lean with Russ right here.
That
you,
it was.
You think this may be the first Dracula?
Yes, with Bela Lugosi.
Okay. Listen.
I am Dracula.
Yeah, I'm going with Bela Lugosi.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Now, had that been followed with, I am Dracula. Boris Karloff doesn't deserve to spend my that landing. It's all makeup and grunting. You guys care if we run late?
We always run late.
Okay.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. And
Dan?
Yes, Dan.
Is it The Omen?
No, I know this one.
Okay.
Anybody else want to try?
Clope. What is Halloween?
Yes.
Oh.
They're standing inside the house and he's talking to the sheriff.
Yes.
His black eyes. Something, something, something eyes. Bad eyes.
Okay.
Don't think about doing it, Lewis. The place is evil. Sometimes.
Hello?
What is the pet cemetery?
Mm.
All right.
I think he's right.
Yeah. Is that Thurman Munster?
Thurman Munster?
Yeah.
Yeah. Used to be on the, or still is on the Supreme Court.
Yep.
Clarence Thurman
yep.
Munster.
You got it. Thomas.
Thurman Munster, the inventor of some type of thermal scale.
And Thurman Munson.
Yeah, that's Fred Gwynn.
Don't think about doing it, Lewis. The place.
Don't think about doing it, Lewis. What's a ute?
did you say ute? What's a ute?
I'm sorry, youth.
All right.
One too many movies.
Nah, Sid, don't you blame the movies. Movies don't create psychos. Movies make psychos more creative.
Alfie, what is Scream 2?
I've seen one too many movies.
Nah, Sid, don't you blame the movies. Movies don't create psychos. Movies make psychos more creative.
Nah, that's a tall, thin guy in the kitchen. Russ. Yes, Russ. What is Scream 1? See what happens when you're in control?
Matt Lillard, you're right.
You let him drown. You never paid any attention.
Damn.
Look what you did to him. Look what you did to him.
Dan.
What is Friday the 13th? That's right.
Okay.
Just been informed that zombies have entered the building. They're at the door. They're coming in.
Dan. That's a good scream.
Yes, Dan.
What is Night of the Living Dead?
He's right.
Okay.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Dan.
Russ.
Good, Dan. What is Jaws? Sorry, man.
Sorry.
You got to be f***ing kidding.
Russ.
Yes, Russ.
I think it's John Carpenter's The Thing.
Okay.
The scene where his head pops out and it's crawling around on four legs and it just jumps up and the guy goes, in essence, really?
I need to go back and watch that.
Any challenges?
You got it.
Mine.
Alfie, what's the score?
I'm sorry, Dave.
Dan.
Right now, I'm at 0. Chloe has 2. Dan, you're at 9. Russ has 10.
Tied what, up at 10. What is 2001 A Space Odyssey? Directed by...
I'm going to more points.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
That's another movie I haven't seen. I know the clips.
I think I've only seen it once all the way through, but yeah, besides that, I just know like the highlights.
What is the score?
Right now, I'm at 0, Chloe is at 2, and you and Dan are both tied at 10.
Okay.
I'm not even going to swat that fly. I hope they are watching.
Russ!
They'll see.
Yes, Russ. What is the... Psycho. It's after Anthony Perkins had been arrested, and he's sitting on the bench. And he's talking as his mother.
Mm.
Got this one.
Red Rum.
Dan.
Red Rum.
Yes, Dan.
What is The Shining?
Red Rum.
The what?
Red
The Shining.
Rum. Red Rum. Oh, Red Rum.
Kidneys are whipping.
That's what happens, parents, when you don't spank your kids.
You're grounded. No twins. No big wheel.
And you certainly cannot go into the bathroom when grandma's taking a bath.
You and you cruising on the big wheel picking up twins, those days are gone.
Children of the night, what music they make.
Russ?
Yes, Russ.
I'm going with Dracula again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only reason I think that's right is in Ed Wood, Bela Lugosi says, children, I love children. Children of the night.
Children of the night. What music they make.
In that case, I think I should get a point earlier for saying Bram Stoker's Dracula, because I think that's what that one was.
The first one?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We've had two screams in this one.
All right, fair enough. But that just doesn't sound... Those two do not sound anywhere similar to each other.
The quality...
Children of...
Is a little different.
And the accent.
All right, Alfie, take a point away from me. Give one to Dan.
All right.
Oh, look, 7:15. Sorry, Nikki.
I said, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash Dan. Your brains in. I'm going to bash them right the f*** in.
Can I throw out a quick one?
Yes, you can.
But does Russ and Mandy go to college?
And there you are. For more information on the Russ Martin Show, RussMartin.com. If you got signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can find and follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram as well. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki 6 is up next. We'll see you at Freakers Ball.
All right. See you guys. I'll see you tomorrow.
Friday.
The Metroplex.